hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel has received the remains of two more hostages hours after the Israeli military said that one of the bodies previously turned over was not that of a hostage. The BBC's Barbara Plett-Usher says the confusion added to tensions over the fragile truce between Israel and Hamas.
Hamas said it was committed to the ceasefire deal, but had handed over all the bodies it has. It said locating and recovering the others would require major effort and special equipment. It was understood that finding some of the bodies would be difficult in the ruins and rubble of Gaza. But Hamas has returned the remains of only 9 hostages. There are still 19 left. That will be devastating news for families waiting to bury their dead. The ceasefire feels uncertain. The U.S. president said he'd consider allowing Israel to resume fighting if Hamas failed to honor its terms.
President Trump confirms that he has authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations inside Venezuela. He's also not ruling out U.S. military strikes on Venezuelan soil following lethal action against alleged drug smuggling boats.
We are certainly looking at land now because we've got the sea very well under control. We've had a couple of days where there isn't a boat to be found. And that I view that as a good thing, not a bad thing.
Republicans will try again on Capitol Hill today to pass a stopgap spending bill that would reopen the government. But Senate Democrats are poised to reject it for a 10th time. They insist they won't back away from demands that Congress take up health care benefits. Meanwhile, a federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing workers during the shutdown, saying the human cost cannot be tolerated. Hundreds of people in Alaska are being airlifted from storm-devastated coastal villages following a typhoon. Officials call it a significant airlift. More at townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And good morning. First off, the good news. Eastbound I-70 is open this morning at Route 27. We had all that big problem yesterday in Mount Airy. They did the repairs yesterday during the day and then opened the roadway overnight. They may still be working in the area, but for right now, traffic is getting by both on 27 and on I-70 through the area. Capitol Beltway is a little bit slow. There was a wreck about 20 minutes ago on the outer loop going into Northern Virginia right after the American Legion Bridge. It's clear to the shoulder now, but still backed up a little bit. So heads up for that south of River Road. And it looks like in the next half an hour or so, we'll have the construction northbound 95 in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright, sunny, breezy, and much cooler day ahead of us. After beginning the day in the upper 40s, we will wrap up in the cool mid-60s. Tonight, under clear skies, it is going to be even colder as lows drop into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
45 in Bowley's Quarters, 41 in Randallstown. At 6:04 here, the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Baltimore man is charged with attempted murder in connection with a stabbing in Easton. The September 21st incident on Dover Road sent the victim to the hospital with stab wounds to the neck, chest, arm, and back. Police have now arrested Stephon Washington on charges that include attempted first and second degree murder, reckless endangerment, and assault. Washington is being held at the Talbot County Detention Center. A Queen Anne's County woman has been sentenced to 10 10 years in prison for the drowning death of a child last year. Marina Tomas of Graysonville was found guilty of reckless endangerment and criminal neglect of a minor, but acquitted of manslaughter. Tomas was babysitting and left the child unattended with other children who were playing in an inflatable pool. After 10 or 15 minutes, she checked on the kids and found the toddler unresponsive. Tomas attempted life-saving efforts and called 911, but the child died a few days later. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 328. The pick 4, 5778. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. A new name has popped up now in the Orioles managerial search, and it's one that's very familiar to baseball fans. Sources telling ESPN that the Birds have expressed interest in future Hall of Famer Albert Pujols, whose only managerial experience is in the Dominican Winter Leagues, where he led his Leonis team to a championship last January. Team President Mike Elias was asked at his postseason presser how important Major League managerial experience was to the team search.
Our particular situation, I think it'll definitely carry a lot of weight given all the factors that you just described. If you look at history, it is not a requisite for success, managerial success.
Pujols has not interviewed yet with the Orioles, but has with the Angels. Elsewhere in baseball, the Great Northwest, of course, is known for its rain, which in last night's ALCS Game 3 was provided by Toronto.
Kirk sends a fly ball the other way. Robles retreating to the track, to the wall. It's another home run. Opposite field blast for Alejandro Kirk, and a dozen for the Jays on their fourth bomb of the night.
Joe Davis had the call on FS1. 5 home runs for the Jays last night as Toronto gets back in the series. 13-4 was the final. Mariners lead it 2-1. Coming up in 30 minutes, Kyle Hamilton says if there's anyone that can do it, it's the Ravens. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, October the 16th. I'm Sean Casey. Welcome to the program. Coming up in this hour, Sheriff Gaylor of Harford County blasting the Maryland criminal justice system, and we'll tell you why. Governor Moore's approval rating is soft. Let's take a look at that. And Mayor Scott's SUV, the most expensive in the state of Maryland. Top story here today, there is a very important case before the Supreme Court. I think it really will impact the future of this nation. It involves the Voting Rights Act. It's Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. Now, before they rule on this, there is at least... through redistricting, you know, that battle that's going on started in Texas, now spread to other states, including here to Maryland. There are predictions that Republicans could gain at least, at minimum, 6 to 9 seats for the upcoming midterms. And as many as 27 seats, depending upon what happens in Florida and elsewhere. And then we have this ruling. And if you're not familiar with, the Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. In this case is Louisiana versus Calais. And yesterday, a lot of the conservatives, when I was listening to the oral arguments, signaled a little skepticism towards this provision, which prohibits voting practices that result in racial discrimination and has been used to require majority-minority districts in states with racially polarized voting. Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act bans any voting qualification standard or practice or procedure that results in the denial or abridgment of the right to vote based on race, color, or language minority status. So basically the current case is from Louisiana where there is a black voters are arguing that the state's 2022 congressional map with only one majority black district is shouldn't be allowed to stand despite a one-third black population in the state. And they said that violates Section 2. Louisiana obviously disagrees, and they have appealed all the way to the Supreme Court. And, of course, we now have it in the oral arguments yesterday. So, basically, as I've said repeatedly, that it is, I think, against and a violation of the Voting Rights Act to draw any district based solely on race or any other demographic information. Should be strictly based on population. And if you've got more blacks populating in one area, then that's going to show up in that district. Instead of trying to pull all these different districts in for the benefit of political gerrymandering. So yesterday... and we're going to get to this here in a second because I want to make sure we play the whole cut because we're not going to have time in this segment. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson really once again left you shaking your head is how did this woman ever get on the bench? And I think we know that this was a DEI appointment on part of Joe Biden. So we'll get into that in just a second. But it's important because if this is struck down, and you never know, it's hard to predict with the Supreme Court which way things are going to go. If this is struck down, this could have a major impact on the number of seats that the Republicans could possibly gain, especially in the South, where this was prevalent post-Civil War, post-Civil Rights Act of the mid-60s. So this could, again, you look at the midterms, president usually gets whacked during the midterm, the current party, the Republican, that would be President Trump. This is the reason why he asked for mid-cycling redistricting, which we're seeing in Texas. And now, if this comes back by next June, things will be very interesting going into the midterms for 2026. All right, get your calls and comments on this, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. At 613, time for WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic is back, Chuck Whitaker. A little bit of a respite today after that very busy day yesterday.
You never know what's going to happen. It's early yet.
You're right. We should keep our powder dry just in case.
Some of those people might still be sitting out there. You never know, you know. But it looks like now it's clear. All the lanes are open. I-70 eastbound from the big wreck yesterday. They repaired whatever they had to do with the bridge. That was a big piece of construction equipment on the back of a truck that hit the underneath of the bridge on I-70. So there's still work to be done and some limited lanes in that area, but the lanes are open on I-70 and right now no delays. Looking at a vehicle sitting here with the flashers on the outer loop right after the triple bridges in I-70. I don't know if that's a construction truck or what it is, but big yellow flashing lights on. So just a visual there as you're coming south from Liberty Road. You might want to stay in the center and the left-hand lane. We're all good right now at both the Harbor Tunnels. That construction area will be there shortly. 95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. And if you're between Gambrels and Crofton, there's a minor accident at Arundel County at Route 3 at Lydell Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy, cooler today, mid-60s, and it is chilly right now this morning. In fact, 42 and clear in Ellicott City, 48 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Florida wildlife officials, be careful, Chuck. They've confirmed a second case of chronic wasting disease. Debbie has been complaining about that for years.
I've had that for years. What are you talking about?
Actually, it's called zombie deer disease. Oh. Just weeks before the start of the hunting season.
Oh.
It's like when Bambi meets the Walking Dead.
That's up in the Ocala National Forest. Go up there sometime, take a look around.
Australia's highest court has rejected Candace Owens' bid to overturn a decision that bans the conspiracy kook from visiting the country. She says she's disappointed she can't travel halfway around the world, then said she doesn't necessarily mean that the earth is round, and that she'll leave that to the cult of science, apparently. Starting this December, ChatGPT will allow erotica and will sext text with users who verify their age on the platform. So AI is turning
what
into...
What will they think of next?
TNAI, apparently. Latest trend in walking and exercise is walking backwards.
Good for the glutes.
Does that mean that the elderly mall walkers are now be going counterclockwise?
Or they have the beeps, you know, like when you go in reverse, right, like the trucks.
Exactly. Recent technology expo in Japan, a company called Science unveiled a human washing machine. It's a pod-like machine. You climb into it. It washes and rinses your entire body while
I know a lot of people could benefit from that here.
While you watch videos. The Japanese have always been weird about toilets. Now it's bathtubs.
I know one that's very close to you.
Yeah. It's like one giant bidet.
Yeah.
Somebody very close to you, Maggie, could use that, I'm sure.
No comment. Don't.
NBA is introducing automated officiating using robotic eyes to help human referees make the correct call on the court. Finally, they'll be able to call LeBron for traveling. That's for sure. Chuck, any word on this I-70 accident yesterday? And do we know if the tractor-trailer driver is legit? Could he speak English? Was he properly licensed? Because there's all sorts of CDL owner-operators that are running around, can't speak English, don't have a proper license, or in one case, I think it was Oklahoma, they found a license, no name given.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen anything further on it, but you know that wreck happened about 9:30 at night.
Right.
And if you don't know the height of your vehicle at that point, you know, it's like we said, you know, it happens all the time. You see these guys, right in front of them, it says what the height of the bridge is, and they still try it.
And the sign's plenty big enough to see.
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't. I looked at a couple articles, and so far we have not seen anything that indicates that the driver was anything but licensed. And so we haven't seen anything yet. Be careful, Maggie. We're going to direct this to you because apparently, have you ever shop at the Gap? Because
years ago,
women who buy leather pants at the Gap are finding out a rather unusual side effect.
I haven't been this embarrassed since fourth grade because I'm at a restaurant and I drop something accidentally and I go to pick it up and then that did not come from my dumb pants. You got some explaining to do.
Apparently, that's my excuse.
Apparently some rude noises happen when they bend over in the leather pants from the Gap. Apparently they're calling the Aflac duck.
Hey, somebody stepped on a duck.
I tell you.
And here's a interesting movie. How about a live-action version of The Jetsons?
Yes. No.
Jim Carrey will be starring as George Jetson.
No.
Apparently he's in talks right now. Say he's a big lib. So who would play Jane or daughter
Judy?
That's what
I was just going to ask.
His boy Elroy? What about Mr. Spacely?
And Cogswell Cox.
How about Danny DeVito? He might be a little bit old.
How about Elroy McElroy?
Yeah.
Elroy, and what about the robot? Rosie.
Yeah. So I think we got
to be Nancy Pelosi.
We've got some Nancy Pelosi news coming up. Would you watch that? This is not, this is not a regular movie. But... it is not a cartoon or an animated film. This is what these live-action versions that they put on network television.
Yeah. I would have to, just because I grew up with that.
Yeah, the Jetsons, who were really big.
I'd probably wait till it comes, you know. Not, I wouldn't watch it in a theater. I don't think I'd want to pay that.
It's not in a theater. They're going to just put it on. It's going to put it on TV. Have you ever seen? I think they. I can't remember which one they did.
Scooby-Doo.
I think they did. Was it Sound of Music? I think they did that on live action. There was a couple other musicals. So.
No, I think Sean, you should be Mr. Spacely. Huh. He was bald headed and crotchety.
Yeah. All right.
Oh my.
Well, one out of two ain't bad.
Hit the dump button.
What are you talking about? I'm going for 3 for 3.
Are you going for 3 for 3? Could you? You could be Mr. Cogswell of Cogswell's Cogs. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Astro.
Right. Yeah. So, all right. We'll see if we can get call our agent, see if we can get cast in the show.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be ready for us.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour, Town Appliance. If you're in the market for any appliance, now would be the time to head over to Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. And here's a great part of you when you go into the and you got to see the showroom. It is a must-see. You'll ask for mayor, and you'll either have one or two mayors. There are two mayors actually work there. Either one are great. They're knowledgeable. They're friendly. And, of course, the service that they offer at Town Appliance is second to none. So you can shop elsewhere if you want, and just bring your price into Town Appliance. They'll match any price out there. Plus, you get the service, and you get to see the stunning showroom for all budgets, budget-minded all the way to the top-of-the-line appliances at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Your projects, our experts, the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show, October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only to meet face-to-face with more than 300 trusted local experts and discover great deals, new ideas, and practical advice. See Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt from HGTV's 100-Day Dream Home and tour the Tiny Living Square for inspirational small-space living. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show. Buy tickets online and save at mdfallhomeandgarden.com.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:22, 22 minutes after the hour. You know, Marty makes a good point here in a text to the show this morning and saying that, you know, this ruling, and you don't know if they're going to curtail Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, or if they're going to completely wipe it out. We just don't know. They said this could have a major impact on the Baltimore County Council redistricting, because those were drawn along predominantly racial lines. So this could have a... this is a huge case. I think it's one of the most important Supreme Court cases from a political standpoint, from representation in Congress that we'll see in a long, long time. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now the updaters, the king of all traffic. It's Cogswell Johnson.
Thank you so much. And both the Tuttles still running okay. Nothing major right now, but looking at the camera here at Child Street, that's right in the area just before you go into and out of the Old Harbor Tunnel. There's some flashing lights. It looks like to be on the northbound side right after the Toll Plaza area. I don't know if it's a broken down vehicle. Might be some construction there, but heads up, it's not really impacting the traffic right now, but we'll come back and revisit it. But it is on the northbound side of 895. The tunnel southbound still running with the lane lanes clear. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. Broken down vehicle with the flashers on the outer loop near I-70. In very good shape right now through Annapolis, Bay Bridge, Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge. All the lanes are open, and right now we're clear on I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy, cooler today, 65 for the high. Right now we're looking at 42 and clear in Columbia, and it is 42 in Reisterstown. So it is one thing to really understand that Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson indeed was a DEI nomination to the Supreme Court. It's another thing entirely to actually listen to her own words as she proves it. During oral arguments yesterday in this case that was going to decide on Louisiana's redistricting congressional map, which includes two majority black districts, where plaintiffs in the case are arguing that the congressional map is unconstitutionally gerrymandered based on race, she actually compares black people to disabled people. Listen to this.
I guess I'm thinking of it. Of the fact that remedial action, absent discriminatory intent, is really not a new idea in the civil rights laws. And my kind of paradigmatic example of this is something like the ADA. Congress passed the Americans with Disabilities Act against the backdrop of a world that was generally not accessible to people with disabilities. And so it was discriminatory in effect because these folks were not able to access these buildings. And it didn't matter whether the person who built the building or the person who owned the building intended for them to be exclusionary. That's irrelevant. Congress said the facilities have to be made equally open to people with disabilities if readily possible. I guess I don't understand why that's not what's happening here. The idea in Section 2 is that we are responding to current day manifestations of past and present decisions that disadvantage minorities and make it so that they don't have equal access to the voting system. Right? They're disabled. In fact, we use the word disabled in Milligan. We say that's a way in which you see that these processes are not equally open.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely in a it's just a ridiculous comparison. Black voters, brown voters, all voters have equal access to the voting booth. There's nothing that precludes any minority voter from voting. And the question here is, when you look at the Voting Rights Act, I mean, to me, it's just to compare a black voter or brown voter, whatever the case may be, to a disabled individual, you have to question her. I mean, I would love to have been a fly on the wall yesterday to watch Justice Amy Coney Barrett if her eyes were rolling at that point, because the two of them have had history. Then the DOJ lawyer arguing yesterday for the government. Again, he basically buried far-left Justice Sonia Sotomayor after she made an unwise argument for race-based districting during oral arguments.
You could control for partisan effect. There was racially polarized voting even within the Democratic Party. That's where Section 2 matters, where you have a reason to think that a racial group is being treated.
Here, too. You have proof of that here.
No, you don't. What you have here is that Republicans and Democrats are different. There's no...
You have some that even white Republicans or white Democrats won't vote for black candidates.
Right, but if these were white Democrats, there's no reason to think they would have a second district. None. And so what is happening here is their argument is because these Democrats happen to be black, they get a second district. If they were all white, we all agree they wouldn't get a second district. That is literally the definition of race subordinating traditional principles.
Bingo. And so, I think the left on the Supreme Court realize that the their time is up because this storied practice of redrawing districts based solely on race to benefit one political party, those days are numbered.
And in hearing the arguments, and as I say, it's very, very difficult to predict how the court will rule. But this is a pivotal redistricting case coming out of Louisiana that will impact elections, I think, for years to come. Even Amy Howell, who runs the SCOTUS blog, she's a center-left individual. Yesterday she said the court appears ready to curtail major provisions of the Voting Rights Act. This would be Section 2. So, again, this is why, and we'll hear from Barack Obama coming on the back on the other side of the news, but he's now weighing in on the California redistricting case. I think it's called Prop 50. They want people out there, but even with California, if California redistricts, it'll take Texas. It'll neutralize Texas. If Maryland, what, one seat? And so it might take another state. And then I think Illinois might be the other. So maybe Utah, I think, is the fourth. But when you look at it all, at the end of the day, once these large states cancel each other out, California, Texas, you're still looking at a Republican net pickup of 6 to 9 seats. And that's before Florida decides they're going to redistrict. This is crucial to the midterm elections in 26 and beyond. And if it comes down the way I hope it comes down, you're looking at Democrats might be out of power in the House for decades. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning, thanks. Wes Moore is joining counterparts from 14 other states in launching the Governor's Public Health Alliance. The nonpartisan initiative aims to strengthen coordination, preparedness, and response on public health issues with the goal of protecting the health of people across the country. Governor Moore says at a time when the federal government is telling states, you're on your own, he's proud to join the alliance. Moore says Maryland believes that everyone should have access to affordable, effective health care. Baltimore police are investigating separate Wednesday shootings that left one dead and one injured across the city. Officers responded to the 500 block of Callender Street in South Baltimore at around 4:15, where they found a man with multiple gunshot wounds. The victim was dead at the scene. Shortly after 6 p.m., a man was shot in the leg in the 3400 block of Bel Air Road for a reported shooting. The 29-year-old was taken to a hospital and is in stable condition. And Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor is blaming Maryland's increasingly criminal-friendly laws for the release of a dangerous drug dealer just hours after he was taken into custody. Andrew Styron Jr. was arrested October 6th following weeks of investigation into a drug trafficking operation. A search and seizure warrant led to the discovery of fentanyl, crack, cutting agents, pills, and more than $550,000 cash. Styron was formally charged and released a short time later on a $25,000 bond. On Monday, Styron was arrested on additional drug-related charges, and he's now being held without bond in Baltimore County. And the body recovered in the water near Hartmiller Island on Tuesday evening was that of a man who had been crabbing and fell overboard. WCBM News Time, 6:32. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ear, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
On Casey and Company, it's 6:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
City police have a couple of accidents over on the east side, really not too far apart. Pulaski Highway at Erdman Avenue and then Madison Street at Edison Highway. They're both reported as minor, but with some flashing lights locally there. Brief delays forming up now, getting busy southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Nothing major yet on the Beltway with the west side filling in. And again, there was a vehicle with some flashing lights on the outer loop near I-70. And heads up going into Harford County construction area now setting up as well. Northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright, sunny, breezy, and much cooler day ahead of us. After beginning the day in the upper 40s, we will wrap up in the cool mid-60s. Tonight, under clear skies, it is going to be even colder as lows drop into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. News that the Orioles have expressed interest in interviewing future Hall of Fame slugger Albert Pujols for its managerial position brings to at least four names now that have been bandied about. Pujols, Luis Rojas, David Ross, and former Oriole Ryan Flaherty. One name that's been conspicuously absent so far is the guy who managed them last year. Tony Mancelino was asked at the press conference, is he even amenable to going through the interview process, or was the 119 games he oversaw a year ago enough?
In terms of the interview, I'll do whatever they want me to do. Again, you know, I've been given advice by people around the league, uniform staff members that have managed in the big leagues. I've had some guys tell me if they offer to interview, take it, and I've had some guys that says that if they ask you to interview, don't do it because you've...
A sidebar here, Rojas is an extremely interesting candidate for the strong baseball bloodlines that he has. He's the son of Major League Baseball icon Felipe Alou. The American League Championship Series continued last night in Seattle, with the Mariners having a chance to basically put away the Blue Jays. But it was Toronto that rained on Seattle's parade.
Since 2010, Vlad Jr. sends a high drive to deep center field. Rodriguez, it's gone! First pitch of the fifth, Vlad Jr. launches a solo shot.
Joe Davis had the call on FS1, five home runs in all for the visitors last night, who made themselves extremely comfortable off the shores of Puget Sound. 13-4 was the final. Mariners still lead the series 2-1. Doubleheader action for you tonight with both series back in action beginning at 6:08 p.m. Ravens players now with 4 days off, giving them a chance to assess the damage done by a 1-5 start, while the coaches remain to draw up new stuff. In an interview with Fox Digital, safety Kyle Hamilton still optimistic, saying, if not us, then who?
I mean, obviously, we're not in the position that we wanted to be in as a team, but if there's any people that could do it, I think it's us. And I think that's the mindset that everybody in this building has right now.
Thursday night football is a little gray around the temples tonight as two 40-year-old quarterbacks stare each other down for only the fourth time in NFL history. Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers on his counterpart with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Great for all the old guys, you know. I know that when I watch other sports, maybe it's because I'm the older guy, but I tend to pull for the older guys to win championships.
Meanwhile, Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco recalls some of his great moments against the Steelers.
I hit, you know, Cincinnati Bengal, TJ Houshmandzadeh for a game winner. I hit Torrey Smith for a game winner in the back of the end zone. Those were three games I can think of off the top of my head that were pretty fun.
Steelers are a 5.5-point favorite tonight in Cincinnati. The time now is 6:37 when we return, getting paid to not work.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So I'm really fascinated by this buyout by James Franklin.
I know you are after the conversation we had in my office yesterday.
Yeah, well, first of all, so I did a little research. The $49 million isn't the highest. Jimbo Fisher, his buyout from Texas A&M was $76.8 million.
Wow.
And there is a report that Kirby Smart's current buyout at Georgia, he's still employed, would be $100 million. So I got to be thinking, Sean, and this is a serious conversation, so please.
I can tell.
You know, what would you pay me to not do the sports? Would you consider that?
Look.
Because it's been a year and a half.
I didn't want to let the genie out of the bottle, but, you know, your wife, Julie,
yes,
called me, like, you know, last year.
Oh, she called.
Can you pay him anything
to get him out
of the house? He's driving me crazy.
But, Sean, at 5 o'clock in the morning, are you kidding me?
Hey, her time is precious. It's very valuable.
So you're saying no chance?
No chance.
Basically.
Okay. It would violate our contract, our deal.
Okay.
It supersedes anything else we have.
There's no buyout clause in
no
there?
No buyout clause.
You know, I'm not a really good negotiator. I should have done something about that.
You should have an agent or something.
I got to call James Franklin.
Okay. Thanks, Gary. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Barack Hussein Obama has been one of the most hyper-partisan presidents in history. I mean, after leaving office, he has tried to muddy the waters. He is, again, I still think he was running the White House when Joe Biden was there. And this is the reason why he's watching as power begins to slip from the grasp of the Democrats' fingers. And now he's stumping for Prop 50 in California.
California, the whole nation is counting on you. Democracy is on the ballot November 4th. Republicans want to steal enough seats in Congress to rig the next election and wield unchecked power for two more years. With Prop 50, you can stop Republicans in their tracks. Prop 50 puts our elections back on a level playing field, preserves independent redistricting over the long term, and lets the people decide. Return your ballot today. Vote yes on 50.
It's interesting he uses the term steal there, isn't it? Because that's exactly what happened to President Trump in 3 November 2020. They stole that election from him. I'm not talking about redistricting. He's talking about redistricting in California. So if he thinks it's stealing when the Republicans do it, that means it's stealing when the Democrats do it. This guy is just, maybe he's the one that wanted to transform America 5 days before the election in 2008. And with Obamacare, which now we're finding out, has raised premiums 60% increase, and it's going to cost people a lot more. That transformation was all part of it. That was intended to collapse the system. It benefited the insurance companies. They could be donors to the Democrat Party, but at the same time, it was going to collapse the system, so they'd have to go to some kind of nationalized health care. So keep your eye on Barack Hussein Obama. Governor Moore said he does not have a personal beef with President Trump. He said the assault that we've now had on the state of Maryland has been aggressive. It has been intentional. It's been petty, partisan, and it's been punishing. And so, again, his personal feud continues. The assault he's talking about is that the reduction in force of federal employees. Unfortunately, it was the Democrats and some Republicans, establishment Republicans, that grew government way too big. And now this is called downsizing. Our national debt's $36 trillion, and it puts the future of this nation in great jeopardy. So President Trump's got to start somewhere, and that is with the federal government. Now, as to whose potential candidates are going to be, he mentioned Ed Hale by name, Larry Hogan, and Andy Harris. He says, the only thing I'll say to them is, I hope you come ready. He was asked when he expects the Key Bridge, which was knocked down by that cargo ship last year, to be rebuilt. He would not provide a timeline in an interview with Orioles owner David Rubenstein. Why he's interviewing him, I don't know. But said he wants to be the one to cut the ribbon and walk over the rebuilt span. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy told Fox 45 the other day at PWI that Moore has not been a good steward of federal dollars.
Not yet. But the problem we have is the federal government's going to pay for the project, but the governor's going to manage it. And when someone else pays at a wedding, you'll get the finest alcohol, you'll get the finest steak if someone else is buying. We need to make sure we're looking out for the federal taxpayer, and also we build this bridge. So I don't think he's been a good steward with the money, but also we have sent a letter to all our partners that say they have to follow the law. And that means a long time ago we got rid of contracting based on race and sex. We're going to have them respond to us, give us information, and then we'll have an additional conversation with him. But we want to build this project in a way that is cost effective and actually can be built quickly. I don't know that the governor is on that path right now.
Yeah, so again, it has been far too long. We just had the first test piles driven into the river there. And it is going to be, they're saying October of 2028 is when it'll finally be completed. My guess, it won't be till 2029 at the earliest. So can you imagine having for the next 3+ years having to deal with this traffic? Well, I know one guy that can imagine that, and he's here right now.
Story came out yesterday about the condition of the streets in Dundalk. Did you see that?
Yes.
Now, the because of the truck traffic. They can't go across the Key Bridge, so they have to come up and pick up the tunnels. So where are they? They're on Dundalk Avenue, they're right on Browning Highway, down through there.
It's also lost to a lot of economic loss with businesses that relied on the folks on the trucks crossing the Key Bridge.
Right. And they're also, I got to get to this accident. Let me do this accident, then we'll talk about it. Northbound 95, big wreck here. I think this one vehicle is on its roof, northbound, after the Beltway and above the bridge at Rossville Boulevard. So it's north of there before you get out to White Marsh Boulevard. But a lot of equipment is coming up through there. So if you're coming up from the Beltway or coming up from the city line, heading out to White Marsh, express lanes would be good. If you're coming straight ahead on the main line, I would get over as far left as possible. But it looks like, from what I'm looking at here, one of these vehicles is on its roof, and there are about four or five, maybe six vehicles that are involved on this wreck northbound on 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy, cooler today, 65 for the high. Right now it is 42 in the city and 43 in Bel Air. And time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Somebody step in the dark.
The state's trick-or-treaters are most likely to get candy corn. You like candy corn?
I do.
That little sugar droplet or whatever?
Sure.
Yeah.
I used to take the top off, the white off, and pretend I pulled my teeth out.
Right, exactly.
I did that, too.
Apparently, though, the state's... Maryland's not a big fan. We're way down the list, like 35th or 36th or something like that. 35th. Candy corn, number one, Mississippi, followed by Nebraska, Iowa, Kentucky, and Kansas. Mm-hmm. Trying to see if we can find Florida here on the list. Yeah, they're way down, 49th. On the list for candy corn. Wow. So, Chuck, you may
staple this time.
Eat your body's weight in candy corn just to bring
It's number one at the Silverthorn Country Club, I can tell you that.
Costco says they can't keep it in stock. It's an ice cream sandwich is now taking over Target. It's called the Nightingale Ice Cream Sandwiches. They're handcrafted ice cream sandwiches, and apparently they are flying off the shelves at Costco, and now they're going to be available starting tomorrow at participating Target stores. I've never had one,
but what is it?
They're handcrafted ice cream sandwiches, so like homemade ice cream with homemade cookies, and then they freeze them. I would try it, definitely.
Follow up on that.
That's my dessert Achilles heel is ice cream.
I like it.
Indeed.
Frank's Red Hot taking over Taco Bell with a limited-time crispy chicken menu. So you get the crispy chicken with the creamy buffalo-style Diablo sauce. You include burritos, soft taco, nacho fries, crispy chicken strips, and others. And that is debuting today at participating Taco Bell.
Yes.
So you were going to mention something about the streets or the delay in the bridge or the reopening of the bridge?
The story has come out that they were talking about, Governor Moore talking about hiring these people with a DEI influence and saying, you know, these people are getting grants and getting contracts that have no experience in bridge construction or steel.
Great.
Or anything else. How the hell are you going to build a bridge if you don't know anything?
Yeah. What happens is the way they do it, because we've seen this before in broadcasting. So a company is they hire a number of black officers and put them in charge of the company, but the money's coming from other individuals, and they put these individuals in place as CEOs, CFOs, etc. So therefore, you technically qualify as a minority business, but then you still get the contract. It's somebody that still knows how to do the how to build the bridge, but they're not actually a minority-run business, but they're pretending to be one. Yeah. That's how it works.
You know, what happened to the old days of the best bidder or the best company?
Well, I think under this administration, we just heard the Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, talk about that moments ago.
That's what I was referring to, story.
But, that is something that the Trump administration is keeping a close eye on, so we'll see if they'll...
And already over budget and behind schedule.
Yep, absolutely.
Always.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple appreciate that. It is 6:48. A new poll out. This is the Baltimore Banner. Wes Moore has a approval rating of 54%, but it's pretty soft when you get down to it with the internals. Registered voters, 54% approve, compared to 36% who disapprove. 10% were unsure. And you look at it, largely along party lines, Democrats approved by 73%, unaffiliated 40%, 25% among Republicans. A slim majority, 51%, said Governor Taxmore was meeting or exceeding their expectations. But let's get into the internals here, and I think this is where there might be the prevailing winds of trouble for Governor Moore. Now, he gets good marks on transportation. Why? Key Bridge is, as we just heard, over budget, has been delayed. He gets a 51% approval rating on that. On education, he gets 50% approval. And you look at the state of the education system in Baltimore City, it is abysmal. In fact, if it was a building, it would be condemned. Okay, but here is the part where I think he's vulnerable, and here's where something Ed Hale and or John Myrick or whoever else is out there thinking about running could really start making, I think, some inroads. His vulnerability in two areas: disapproval ratings on taxes, 48% disapproving of Governor Moore on the tax situation here in the state of Maryland, largest tax increase in history, $1.67 billion. And then number two, cost of living, 49% disapproval on the cost of utilities, your electric bill, your gas bill, etc., your utility bills, and 47% disapproval on the cost of housing in the state of Maryland. So, again, they didn't ask anything about retirement, and I think that's another area which is really, really bad. But it's interesting. So I think this approval rating, I think what's happening here is he's likable. He smiles a lot. He talks a lot. He's friendly. He's personable. But voters struggled to identify what the governor, now in his third year in office, has accomplished as governor so far. The most common answer, at 19%, Moore is generally doing a good job in office, but nobody can give any specifics. 11%, this is not good, said his top accomplishment was raising taxes or making poor budget decisions. 10% said the governor had accomplished nothing at all. So there you have it. The competitors, wherever they are, Ed Hale, Myrick, and the other guys, whoever's thinking about getting into the race, these are the numbers. If you start pounding that on a daily basis, I think you will start to make some inroads there. 6:50, you're listening to Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words Micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 Micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC. Number 1566.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes now. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And the big wreck this morning is northbound 95 after the Beltway in Rosedale, heading out towards White Marsh Boulevard. It's basically on the right side, but with all this equipment on the scene, kind of affecting the right lane just a bit. The express lanes are open, but if you're coming north from the city line, passing the Beltway, when you get to that point, I would be in the center and the left-hand lane. If you're in the express lanes, no problems at all. One of the vehicles is on its roof on the northbound side, but it looks like there were four or five vehicles involved. Some of these may have stopped to help out with this vehicle that's on its roof, but in the meantime, the medic units have been there, some flashing lights, and the cleanup. And once the wrecker gets here, we'll probably lose the right lane northbound through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday, sunny, breezy, cooler today, and a high of 65. Overnight clear, low, and there we go, into the upper 30s. Frost warning is going to be taking place. Right now, clear 44 in Parkville, 44 in Pasadena. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor released a video yesterday blasting, criticizing Maryland law and the criminal injustice system after a suspected drug dealer posted bond and was released.
Hi, I'm Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor. I'm speaking to you today because I think every law-abiding citizen in Harford County and across the state of Maryland should be aware of the extremely disappointing direction Maryland laws and Maryland lawmakers have taken our justice system here in our state. As you have heard me say for at least the last 5 years, our legislature has become very criminal friendly, and that criminal friendly approach has spilled over into our justice system. Another example of this happened just last week when, after weeks of hard work, consisting of over 250 man-hours of investigation, the Harford County Drug Task Force carried out an elaborate sting operation to take down a dangerous Baltimore-area drug dealer who was peddling his goods here in Harford County. Our deputies arrested this repeat felony offender, someone who was well known to law enforcement officials and the criminal justice system, and an individual who has previously served time in federal prison. Our men and women did an excellent job of, again, taking him off the streets. Well, at least we took him off the streets for about 5 hours. You heard me right. This prior convicted felon, who was found to be in possession of 1,420 grams of fentanyl powder and 275 grams of fentanyl pills, within just 5 hours of his arrest, this felon was released back into the community on a $25,000 bond.
Yeah, and what is incredible to me is the judge in this case, if I'm reading it right, is Dick Bennett. And Dick Bennett has been a really pretty good judge over the course of most of his judicial career. So I don't know why, if he indeed was the judge in this case that let this guy out. You have a prior convicted felon who now was caught in this sting with an undercover officer looking to peddle fentanyl, a poison, a deadly poison on the streets of Maryland. And the fact is that, well, Sheriff Gaylor says this fentanyl was enough to kill a million people.
Now let this sink in for a moment. According to the Drug Enforcement Administration, a lethal dose of fentanyl is 2 milligrams. 2 milligrams. This suspect had nearly 1,700 grams. If you do the math, that's enough to kill nearly 1 million people, or four times the population of Harford County. This is a dangerous felon. And who knows how many victims have already lost their lives to the peddling of his poison in the past. This is a dangerous felon who the justice system put back out on the streets so he could keep pushing his poison in our community. This sends the wrong message that our system doesn't value the safety of our community or the tireless work of our law enforcement officers and the work that they do to bring these individuals to justice.
All right, so let me correct something right now. One of our listeners sent me a link to the case. It turns out that link was from 2023. That was the prior conviction that Judge Dick Bennett had. So Dick Bennett was not the presiding judge over this bond, this particular case. I want to make sure we correct that record immediately, because that would have shocked me a little bit when I saw that it was Dick Bennett. And so it just would have been completely out of character for him. And so it was not him, repeat, it was not Judge Bennett on this bond. But this is what happens in in the pro-criminal friendly state of Maryland, where you've got a bunch of pro-criminal Democrats down there, whether it's juvenile justice reform or the Child Interrogation Protection Act or the Second Look Act, which we talked about last week. Again, they bend over backwards to protect the criminal and not the victims. And how many people could have or would have died if this fentanyl, it actually 1,700 grams of fentanyl, would have hit the streets of Harford County, Baltimore County, and other areas. And again, this guy's got a prior. When you look at this kind of thing, he had he had 1,400 grams of fentanyl powder. He had 300 grams of fentanyl capsules, 180 grams of crack cocaine, 720 grams of cutting agents in numerous bags, multicolored pills, powders, as well as $500,000 in cash. And he posted $25,000 bond after being booked at the Harford County Detention Center and was released later that day. So we're going to work on to see who was responsible for letting this individual get out on such a low bail, low bond. I mean, it's just amazing. We have got two things that have infected our criminal injustice system. We got cashless bail, which has to end, and we've got bleeding heart, do-gooder, liberal parole board officers and judges that are letting this guy is going to go out and, I'll be shocked if he shows up in court here in the state of Maryland. But then they'll have to send the bounty hunters after him. You're listening to Casey and Company. It is 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Alaska is airlifting hundreds of people from storm-devastated coastal villages.
It's being called one of the most significant airlifts in Alaska history, evacuating hundreds of people from coastal villages that were inundated by remnants of Typhoon Halong. A record storm surge swept away homes, some with people still inside, leaving 1,500 residents in makeshift shelters.
The recovery is just complicated because these are remote communities, because there is no road connections, and many of the airstrips, are not big enough.
Rick Toman at the University of Alaska, Fairbanks.
Even in the best of circumstances, this would be a logistical nightmare.
I'm Ben Thomas.
It's day 16 of the federal government shutdown. Another vote is scheduled in the Senate later today to pass a temporary spending bill that would reopen the government. President Trump says he's using this shutdown to do away with projects that were championed by Democrat members of Congress.
The project in Manhattan, the project in New York, it's billions and billions of dollars that Schumer has worked 20 years to get. It's terminated.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is upset that the Trump administration is carrying out mass layoffs of federal workers during the stalemate.
Last week, the Trump administration vindictively fired thousands of federal workers in a mistaken attempt to try and hurt the Democrats in their shutdown. Let's be very clear. Nobody forced the administration to do these firings. They did it because they wanted to, period. They did it on their own.
Meanwhile, a federal judge has ruled the mass layoffs appear to be politically motivated and must stop. The federal judge said the human cost of the layoffs cannot be tolerated. More at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the Harbor Tunnels now southbound in the area of about a 20 to 25 minute delay in building on 895 South Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway. 95 is already backed up to Moravia Road. Nothing out of the ordinary. No incidents right now. Everybody's open, but that slow traffic is already in play. If you're going north on 95 from Rosedale out towards White Marsh, just north of the Beltway and at the bridge at Rossville Boulevard, the accident is still there. It's crowding the acceleration lane coming up from the Beltway with an overturned vehicle on the right side. So the main line is getting through, but it's a visual delay. When you get right to the scene, you see that vehicle on its roof on the right side. So not quite back to the Beltway, but almost. And that means a heads up there for the traffic from Kenwood Avenue through the Beltway on 95 North. The express lanes, by the way, through that area are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright, sunny, breezy, and much cooler day ahead of us. After beginning the day in the upper 40s, we will wrap up in the cool mid-60s. Tonight, under clear skies, it is going to be even colder as lows drop into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 44 degrees in Middle River and 41 in Pikesville at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Baltimore man is charged with attempted murder in connection with a stabbing in Easton. The September 21st incident on Dover Road sent the victim to the hospital with stab wounds to the neck, chest, arm, and back. Police have now arrested Stephon Washington on charges that include attempted first and second degree murder, reckless endangerment, and assault. Washington is being held at the Talbot County Detention Center. A Queen Anne's County woman has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for the drowning death of a child last year. Marina Tomas of Graysonville was found guilty of reckless endangerment and criminal neglect of a minor, but acquitted of manslaughter. Tomas was babysitting and left the child unattended with other children who were playing in an inflatable pool. After 10 or 15 minutes, she checked on the kids and found the toddler unresponsive. Tomas attempted life-saving efforts and called 911, but the child died a few days later. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 3-2-8. The pick 4, 5-7-7-8. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat-ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The seats are hot for both the OC and the DC in Baltimore. Talking about the Ravens coordinators Todd Monken and Zach Orr, especially because of his relative youth and lack of experience. But head coach John Harbaugh has had Orr's back. The DC was asked how much that means to him.
And it means a lot to me that he supported me because he's part of the reason why I'm here. And I want to do right by him. He doesn't have to. I understand. I'm grown. I got to be better. We got to be better as a defense.
The sidebar here: the 194 points the Ravens defense has given up in their first six games exceeds the 165 points the 2000 Ravens defense gave up in 16 games. Another name now added to the Orioles managerial search, with ESPN reporting the Birds' interest in future Hall of Famer Albert Pujols. The team has not yet interviewed Pujols, who has no major league managing experience. ALCS last night, the Blue Jays trailing 2-0 in games and 2-0 on the scoreboard in Seattle. Got a boost from an unlikely source.
Here's a high fly ball off of the bat of Jimenez that's carrying well. Robles turns and watches it fly. It's the nine-hitter, Andrés Jiménez, of all people,
Joe Davis with the call on Fox. You got to love that. The nine-hitter coming through. Started a five-homer barrage for the Jays last night. 13-4 the final. Seattle still leads the series 2-1. Coming up in 30 minutes, once a White Sox fan, always a White Sox fan. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That's how you connect with us here on Casey and Company. Email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagerick. Top stories coming up in this hour. Pelosi snaps. We've got it on tape. Mayor Scott's SUV is the most expensive in the state, but what do you hear what some of the other executives are driving? Top story here today, if you're a Democrat, if you're a federal worker, and you're feeling let down by the Democrats, who for the ninth time yesterday failed to vote to reopen the government, yes, that would be Senator Van Hollen and Senator also Brooks, who maybe have a little bit of voters' remorse.
You know, people within the DNC say I left the Democrat Party, but I feel like the Democrat Party left me.
People say, well, you know, you left the Democratic Party. You know, the party left me.
Let's get this straight. It's not me who's changed. It's the left.
Sounds a lot, a heck of a lot like Joan Jett. I hate myself for voting blue.
Love it.
Day 16 of the Schumer shutdown, and President Trump has a list.
Honestly, can I put it in plain words for you? And you're a smart guy, so you all understand, but a lot of people don't. The Democrats are getting killed on the shutdown because we're closing up programs that are Democrat programs that we were opposed to. So we're being able, and they're never going to come back in many cases. So we're being able to do things that we were unable to do before. So we're closing up programs that are Democrat programs that we wanted to close up or that we never wanted to happen. And now we're closing them up. And we're not going to let them come back. The Democrats are getting killed. And we're going to have a list of them on Friday, closing up some of the most egregious, socialist, semi-communist, probably not full communist, we're saving that for New York, but semi-communist programs. And we're closing them up. We're not closing up Republican programs because we think they work. So the Democrats are getting killed, but they're not telling the people about that. I say it, nobody, well, I haven't said it probably as bluntly as I just said it. But so we are closing up Democrat programs that we think that we disagree with, and they're never going to open again.
Yeah, we are hearing that a total of 10,000 furloughs, these are permanent layoffs, will be issued tomorrow on day 17 of the shutdown, just on the eve of No King's Day. How's that?
Take that.
Yeah. We hear from the president on Schumer, and we hear from Scott Bessent on No King's Day. Much more coming up here on Casey and Company. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. And no, it's not No Burger King's Day, Chuck. It's just No King's Day. So you'll be safe tomorrow or Saturday when you go to BK.
So I can still have it my own way.
You can. At least when it comes to food.
Are they offering Crown Royal?
Just that.
Northbound 95, this vehicle is on its roof. Wreckers there now in the area. So still some activity there. It's just north of the Beltway. There's a bridge there, which is Rossville Boulevard, going over the area. One report said they had closed the ramps from the Beltway to northbound 95. I'm still seeing traffic coming up the ramp. And when they get to this wreck, they have to kind of just squeeze over a little bit. The traffic is getting by, and a little bit of a backup there north of the Beltway. The express lanes are not affected at all on the northbound side. So the cleanup still continues. They have to upright this vehicle and then get it out of their sand on the roadway because of a spill at the scene. New wreck, Howard County, Marriottsville Road, right at the ramp at I-70. So to and from I-70 there. Keep an eye out for that. 25, maybe 30-minute delays now with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy, cooler today, high about 65, clear, low tonight in the upper 30s. Yes, could be frosty, to say the least. And then tomorrow, sunny, high of about 65. And right now we're looking at clear skies. It's a chilly morning, so a little bit the same of what's going on the rest of the week here. Fall is officially getting closer to arriving. Usually it's really cold about Halloween, so we've got another couple of weeks or so. But that first frost could happen this weekend. Right now, 46 and clear in Arnold, and it is 44 in the Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, so there are reports that came out just yesterday that the president has authorized land strikes in Venezuela because they pretty much are blowing up the boats at sea that are bringing in the cartels, these narco terrorists, if you will, are just getting blown to smithereens. But there's also a report that the CIA has been authorized to operate inside Venezuela, and there's only one reason that the CIA would be given that, would be to upend Nicolas Maduro. Don't know if that is true, but the president did talk about the land strikes component yesterday.
Number one, they have emptied their prisons into the United States of America. They came in through the they came in through the border. They came in because we had an open border policy. And as soon as I heard that, I said a lot of these countries, they're not the only country, but they're the worst abuser. And they've entered there, they've allowed thousands and thousands of prisoners, mental institution, people from mental institutions, insane asylums, emptied out into the United States. We're bringing them back. But that's a really bad... And they did it at a level that probably not... Many, many countries have done it, but not like Venezuela. They were down and dirty. And the other thing are drugs. We have a lot of drugs coming in from Venezuela. And a lot of the Venezuelan drugs come in through the sea, so you get to see that. But we're going to stop them by land also.
And then a reporter asked him where there are published reports of that you've authorized the CIA to work inside of Venezuela. Can you confirm that?
Oh, I don't want to answer a question like that. That's a ridiculous question for me to be given. Not really a ridiculous question, but wouldn't it be a ridiculous question for me to answer? But I think Venezuela is feeling heat, but I think a lot of other countries are feeling heat, too.
Yeah, I would think, first off, we should stop meddling in other countries' affairs, be they their wars or their elections. We should just stay out of it, number one. Number two, but if he did or does authorize it, it's probably just to get the CIA out from under his hair. I mean, just because, they're the ones that were, remember the 51 intelligence officials that with the Hunter laptop? So they were part of the attempted coup, and believe me, there are still a lot of deep staters there at the CIA. As to Hamas... It is now, the ceasefire is holding, but Hamas has got to disarm. President Trump is serious about that.
We want the weapons to be given up, sacrificed, and they've agreed to do it. Now they have to do it. And if they don't do it, we'll do it.
Russia's war continues, and of course, tomorrow is the day the president will sit down with Viktor Zelensky of Ukraine to talk about Tomahawks and other things. But the big thing is to starve the Russian war machine. And one of those actors, India, has just agreed to the president they'll stop buying oil from Putin.
I was not happy that India was buying oil, and he assured me today that they will not be buying oil from Russia. That's a big stop. Now I got to get China to do the same thing.
Yeah, China is the big actor there, though. Operation Summer Heat was underway all summer long. Yesterday, the FBI Director Kash Patel with the president on the successes that they're seeing so far.
We're going to save all of our cities, and we're going to make them essentially crime-free, like other countries have crime-free.
Yeah, and that is something that over 28,000 violent criminal arrests. The president eyeing San Francisco and Chicago next. He also went on to say that they're in cities that we haven't heard of because they want to keep it under the radar. Meanwhile, the Deputy Chief of Staff, Stephen Miller, complimenting President Trump yesterday.
What an extraordinary honor it is to work for him. The work that he has done on public safety these last several months will go down in history as one of the greatest achievements that any president has ever accomplished.
Indeed. Mike Davis of the Article 3 Project was on with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday and talked about the biggest scandal in the history of the United States government and country had to do with this attempted coup and spying on President Trump.
This is the biggest scandal in American history. They politicized and weaponized intel agencies and law enforcement to take out their political enemy. This is third world stuff. And I would say to these lawfare Democrats, justice is definitely coming.
And he believes it goes all the way to the top. Are you listening, Barack Hussein Obama?
I think it goes all the way up to the top, to President Obama, to Vice President Biden, to Hillary Clinton, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, so many players within the Obama and Biden administration. And I think it also includes the lawfare Democrats, these prosecutors who coordinated with the Biden White House to bring these indictments against President Trump.
Yeah, Persecutor Jack Smith said yesterday at some UCL conference with Mr. Weissman, the Hillary's pit bull, Andrew Weissman, when he was asked if there was any political, and he said absolutely none. Yeah, nobody believes that. Day 270 of the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
/7:21, still to come, no King's Day, and don't fear the Reaper. Russ Vogt is on weighs in on how many federal jobs could be cut. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Your projects, our experts, the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show, October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only to meet face-to-face with more than 300 trusted local experts and discover great deals, new ideas, and practical advice. See Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt from HGTV's 100-Day Dream Home and tour the Tiny Living Square for inspirational small space living. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show. Buy tickets online and save at mdfallhomeandgarden.com.
Join press boxes Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day. Their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com. Today.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign. campaign today.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's the king unto his own realm, Chuck Whitaker.
Southbound I-97 is slowing now. There's a wreck. At one point was in the right lane, now on the shoulder. I-97 after the split at Route 32 and before the bridge at 178. So the state highway truck is there. State police are there. They have their flashing lights on. It's a visual delay now, and we're backed up coming down the hill from Benfield Boulevard and then past the accident scene. So maybe an extra 10-minute drive right now for the traffic, mainly coming down the hill from Benfield, but also from Route 32 and from Route 3 in that area. Still working on the wreck northbound I-95 north of the Beltway for delays there. On the right side, there's an overturned vehicle. The ramp traffic coming on from the Beltway headed out towards White Marsh Boulevard. Be a little bit of a tight squeeze there. Beltway on 695 with all the normal delays. 25 minutes, 30-minute delays right in that area. Heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. Sunny, breezy, and cooler today. 65 right now, clear 44 in Pasadena, 44 in Parkville. And President Trump weighing in on the Schumer shutdown. Day 16, laying into the feet of Chuck U. Schumer.
This is a Democrat Schumer shutdown. And he's trying to do it to get relevance back into the party because he's a loser. I've known him all his life. He's always been sort of a loser, but an intelligent one. But I think he's losing IQ points with time. I think that happens. I hope it hasn't happened with me. I know if it did, you guys will let me know about it very quickly.
The Reaper, Russ Vogt, saying he aims to close down the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That's Liawatha's pet agency. So they're going to go bye-bye. They're going to get riffed, as well as Green New Deal programs at the Department of Energy, environmental justice efforts at EPA, Commerce Department's Minority Business Development Agency, and my favorite, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, known as CISA. Remember, it was CISA that said the 3 November 2020 election was the most secure election in the history of the United States. So the cuts might end up north of 10,000 reductions in force. But, you know, they got to get that No King's Day in on Saturday. Of course, all these, hippies. You saw them out there at the Tesla dealership on Reisterstown Road in Pikesville. Oh. All these aging hippies that are looking for some cause to get behind. And what I find that fascinating about this No Kings, because the inference here is Donald Trump is an autocrat. He is a tyrant. He's a dictator. He's a king. Never mind, he left office after it was stolen from him. If ever there was going to be a king, that would have been an example of it. But he voluntarily went and regrouped and came back and got reelected. So that is far from being. But let's talk about the number of years serving in government, shall we? Chuck Grassley's been on there over 50 years. Joe Biden served over 48 years in government. Chuck Schumer, 44 plus years. Mitch McConnell, over 40 years. Nancy Pelosi's been there for over 38 years. Of course, with the help of Botox. Bernie Sanders, 34 plus years. Trump's been in office 4 years and 5 months. But he's the king? Really? I think we know where the problem is, and it's not at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, commented on the No Kings protest coming up this Saturday.
Into this crazy No Kings rally this weekend, which is going to be the farthest left, the hardest core, the most unhinged in the Democratic Party, which is, you know, a big title. And, you know, No Kings equal no paychecks. We are paying our military today. The Pentagon went into surplus funds and will be able to make paychecks. And, you know, I think the other problem now is, you know, the mainstream media, if this were Republicans who shut down the government, there would have been screaming, there would have been examples of things going wrong. But because it's the Democrats, they're complicit. And, you know, like I said, if moderate Republican senators come across the aisle, they will be heroes. They need to break away from the hive, from this radicalism. Chuck Schumer and Akeem Jeffries, they call them two guys from Brooklyn who are completely detached from America. You know, we are hostage to Senator Schumer's poll numbers. He did the right thing. President Trump congratulated him.
Yeah. So, and exactly because he's afraid he's going to get primaried by AOC and he'll lose. And there goes all of his power. And that's what Democrats will do, anything and everything to maintain their hold on power. So as to this No Kings rally, this is nothing more. All the Democrat lunatics will be on display at the National Mall on Saturday. This is really nothing more than a Hate America rally. The pro-Hamas wing, and these people hate you. They hate me, and they hate all of us. They even hate each other. I mean, that's pretty obvious when they're going after fellow Democrats. These are the people that sympathize and empathize with Antifa, with BLM, and with this aging hippie movement. So they're all going to come out, and the Democrats won't dare reopen government before the No Kings rally. I've said that repeatedly. So I think that we're looking at it maybe, you know, another week or so, because they won't reopen it right after the No Kings rally, because that's a little too obvious, you see. So they'll wait, and then, of course, they'll vote to reopen government some point in next week, I think, because at that point you're watching if a lot of federal employees are going to be laid off, some permanently, and folks that aren't going to be able to get their paychecks. So I want to do salute those of you that are staying on, air traffic controllers, TSA agents, and knowing, of course, there is a law that says they get repaid as soon as the government does reopen. And it doesn't mean that their jobs are safe, which radical Jamie Raskin was trying to imply the other day, but they all will get repaid eventually. 7:30 coming up next. The expensive mayor of Baltimore. Not only is his SUV pricey, but now we find out his website cost nearly $6 million. 7:30, time for news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Here are the headlines. Baltimore police are investigating separate Wednesday shootings that left one dead and one injured across the city. Officers responded to the 500 block of Callender Street in South Baltimore at around 4:15 p.m., where they found a man with multiple gunshot wounds. The victim was dead at the scene. Shortly after 6 p.m., a man was shot in the leg in the 3400 block of Bel Air Road. The 29-year-old was taken to a hospital and is in stable condition. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor is blaming Maryland's increasingly criminal-friendly laws for the release of a dangerous drug dealer just hours after he was taken into custody. Andrew Styron Jr. was arrested October 6th following weeks of investigation into a drug trafficking operation. A search and seizure warrant led to the discovery of fentanyl, crack, cutting agents, pills, and more than $550,000 cash. Styron was formally charged and released a short time later on a $25,000 bond. On Monday, Styron was arrested on additional drug-related charges, and he's now being held without bond in Baltimore County. And the body recovered in the water near Hartmiller Island on Tuesday evening was that of a man who had been crabbing and fell overboard. Maryland Natural Resources Police say the body of the 67-year-old has been taken to the office of the chief medical examiner for an autopsy to determine the cause of death. Teams from Natural Resources Police, the U.S. Coast Guard, Baltimore County Police, and local fire departments took part in the search and recovery with dive and aviation resources. WCBM News Time 7:32. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Cold weather will be here before you know it. At the same time, power outages are on the rise. So here's an important question. If the power goes out when it's really cold, do you have a way to stay warm? If not, you've got to check out the Vesta off-grid space heater from My Patriot Supply. It's a compact, portable space heater that doesn't use electricity. It runs on something called canned heat, which is an indoor safe fuel. It's completely off-grid, and it can heat up a 200-square-foot room in a matter of minutes. With a Vestas Dash in your closet, you can rest easy, knowing you and your family will stay warm, even if the power goes out. Plus, it doubles as a stove to boil water or cook food without electricity or propane. The best part is, you can get a Vesta and a bunch of other free gifts when you order the Winter Prep Special from My Patriot Supply. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com to see everything included. This offer won't last long, and neither will this nice fall weather. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's been a little bit of a change here with this wreck. I-97 southbound right after Route 32 was all confined to the shoulder. And then the state highway truck kind of moved over. There was debris on the roadway. They got out with a leaf blower. They're in the process now. They just let the right lane go again. I think they're going to be clearing the left-hand lane, but apparently there was debris on the highway that eventually would have caused more problems through the area. So he's getting ready to get back in the truck now. And we'll get that left-hand lane open. But for right now, the backup is even a little bit worse for the traffic coming down the hill on I-97. And he's back in the truck now, so we'll get the lanes back open once again southbound through there. But the accident scene is still on the right side. The other big wreck, multiple vehicles involved earlier, northbound 95. The cleanup is still there as you're moving north of the Beltway and out towards White Marsh Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright, sunny, breezy, and much cooler day ahead of us. After beginning the day in the upper 40s, we will wrap up in the cool mid-60s. Tonight, under clear skies, it is going to be even colder as lows drop into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. A new name has popped up now in the Orioles managerial search, and it's one that's very familiar to baseball fans. Sources telling ESPN that the Birds have expressed interest in future Hall of Famer Albert Pujols, whose only managerial experience is in the Dominican Winter Leagues. Team President Mike Elias was asked at his postseason press conference how important was Major League managerial experience when it comes to the team search.
Our particular situation, I think it'll definitely carry a lot of weight given all the factors that you just described. If you look at history, it is not a requisite for success, managerial success.
Pujols has not interviewed with the Orioles yet, but has with the Angels. The NBA, in a story we started with you on yesterday, has suspended a project employee for 2 weeks without pay after determining he violated league policy by posting social media posts celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk. A league spokesperson confirmed the disciplinary action to OutKick on Wednesday, saying the decision comes 9 days after OutKick first contacted the league on October 6th about the employee's comments. There have been three instances of opposing starting quarterbacks over the age of 40 facing each other in an NFL game. All three matchups feature Tom Brady and Drew Brees during the 2020 NFL season. The matchup tonight between Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco makes four. Here's Rodgers on a vote of confidence for the older guys.
Great for all the old guys, you know. I know that when I watch other sports, maybe it's because I'm the older guy, but I tend to pull for the older guys to win championships.
Meanwhile, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin, earlier in the week criticizing the Browns' move in dealing Flacco to Cincinnati, has respect for the former Raven.
You know, it's reasonable to expect him to be significantly better in week two. He's been in the stadium with them. They've been in the stadium with him. They understand his demeanor.
College football lost in the well-deserved hoopla surrounding Maryland freshman quarterback Malik Washington is the season that Navy quarterback Blake Horvath is putting together in Annapolis. The 21-year-old senior has completed 65% of his passes, 980 yards and 7 touchdowns. He's rushed for another 640 and 8 touchdowns. Head coach Brian Newberry on what he brings to the table.
He's a special player, especially a young man, special player. You feel good when the ball's in his hands.
The Mids host FAU for homecoming this Saturday in Annapolis. And finally, here's a question. Has the government shutdown had any effect on sports? Well, the answer is yes. While the Academy's major football games have continued, thanks to independent athletic funding, some civilian coaches and staff have been furloughed. The Air Force Academy has also experienced reduced athletic website updates and no video streaming for home games. And also a marquee women's college basketball game has been put in jeopardy, with organizers exploring contingency plans for the event, scheduled to be held at the Ramstein Air Air Base in Germany. The time now is 7:37. When we return, he may be the Pope, but baseball's still in his blood.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So it's well documented that Pope Leo is a White Sox fan.
Yes, he is.
Born on the south side of Chicago, 70 years old. And despite his papal responsibilities, though, Sean, he still has a comeback when challenged. So here he is. I've got some audio. He's riding through the Vatican. So picture this. You know, he stands in the vehicle, waving to the left, right, waving to the right. And then let's pick it up here, and I'll kind of narrate it. But here we go. Okay, the guy just said, "Go Cubs!"
Right,
to the
right.
To the Pope, and the Pope responds. He says in Spanish, "Han perdido," which means they lost.
Right.
They lost in the division series to the Brewers. So yeah. There it is. Here he is. You know, he's doing all his thing. He's wearing his yarmulke, right, and everything. And then he still has the comeback to the guy when the guy says, "Go Cubs."
Message to Pope Leo. Instead of going to bless blocks of ice for climate change, maybe you ought to visit the White Sox Park and bless the team. See if he can help them. Because the ice is eventually going to melt anyway. The team already has.
What, 45 wins a year isn't enough in Major League Baseball?
No, it's not.
Okay. I was just checking.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Remember when Mayor Scott said this about his $164,000, pimp my ride, secure Jeep Grand Wagoneer?
I think the residents of Baltimore will understand that the governor of Maryland, the comptroller of Maryland, the county executives, we all had vehicles.
Well, you know, as soon as he said that, Fox 45 and others were going to go out and start asking people how much they spend on theirs. And what we have found out through the Baltimore Sun and others, that other elected leaders in the region drive vehicles costing a lot less than the Brandon's ride. Officials in Baltimore, Hartford, Anne Arundel, Carroll County, as well as a state comptroller. State comptroller gets a car? Really? All use vehicles well under the cost of his SUV. Kathy Klausmeier, or Stealthmeier as she's called, she's got a 2025 Chevrolet Suburban costing taxpayers roughly $77,000 a year. That's $86,000 less than Brandon Scott. My question is, does she even use it? I mean, she's never seen anywhere. I mean, she barely... and then, of course, we've got and there's a backup vehicle. Did you know that? In case that one, the brand new vehicle, she has a 2021 Suburban costing $70,000. Mayor Scott's backup is a Ford Expedition, which is $100,000. So that's the rest of the story. It's just not $160,000. It's $260,000 worth of vehicles so this guy can be seen. Hartford County Executive Bob Castley, he uses a 21 Chevrolet Suburban purchased by the previous administration for $63,000. After a $37,000 trade-in credit, county records show the final cost to taxpayers in Hartford County, $26,000.
My fleet folks came to me sometime in that first year and wanted to trade that one in for an upgraded version. So what was that going to cost? And they said the new vehicle, it's getting close to $100,000. And I said, yeah, we're going to keep driving this one. This one's fine.
Now, there's a guy that's worried about the taxpayers' money because, after all, it does belong to us.
The main criteria here is that somebody else is paying for this, and those people are called taxpayers. So we got to make sure that we're giving the taxpayer the value that they demand. It's not an image thing. This is not about my image. This is about getting something that's a good, practical vehicle that lets us do the job in a fiscally prudent and responsible way.
Yeah, but for Mayor Scott, his attitude is let him eat crabs. He doesn't care. Controller Brooke Learman, why would the controller get a vehicle? I mean, I would think that, you know, you must provide your own transportation. She gets a 2023 Ford Explorer costing $58,000 with lights and sirens. Why would the controller need lights and sirens? It brings it to $60,000. Stuart Pittman, Anne Arundel County, has a EV. You would think that, right?
What a shock.
Taxpayers, $45,000, another $5,000 for upgrades. Carroll County, this is the best story of the day. Carroll County, the five commissioners in Carroll County share a Ford Fusion Hybrid purchased for $24,000. So they take turns. But, you know, good for them. Good for them, okay? I don't know how they figure out who drives on what days. But, you know, they do different things in Carroll County. And kudos to them. Governor Moore won't respond as to how much his vehicle and his backup vehicles. He might have a fleet, folks. Because, after all, he spends more time out of the state than he does in the state.
George Clooney's boat?
Yeah. He was just up in Jersey stumping for Mikey Sherrill. The woman that lied about her cheating scandal at the University of at the U.S. Naval Academy. So there you have it, folks. Oh, by the way, Howard, the County Executive Calvin Ball did not respond. So, again, it is the let them eat crabs mindset from Brandon Scott and Governor Moore. Eventually, hopefully, we'll get the answer. So stay tuned. 743. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship John W. Brown. It's docked at the Inner Harbor. We're looking at 95 right here at 395. And actually between there and the Beltway, it looks like there may be something happening around Washington Boulevard that's really affecting both the southbound side as well as the northbound side. No official report of anything, but there's definitely a reaction here on 95. The ramp from 395 south is also backed up, but you're slow north of the Beltway up through the Caton Avenue area and then coming up towards Washington Boulevard. So there's definitely something in that area. We'll track it down, but in the meantime, be prepared for that. Both the tunnels still looking at the 20-25 minute delay southbound, and this is going to add to your backup on 95 after you clear the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and then you're moving south. The wreck going towards Annapolis, still on the right shoulder. All the lanes are back open. They got the debris off the roadway. The wreck is southbound I-97 after Route 32. The wreck on 95 north above the Beltway towards White Marsh is still well off to the right side. Join us aboard Baltimore's ghost ship, the SS John W. Brown, for an unforgettable experience filled with history and spooky surprises and great fun for the entire family for Halloween every Friday and Saturday in October. You get all the information at BaltimoreGhostShip.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What kind of spooky surprises?
That's what I wanted to ask.
You have to go below decks to find out.
Uh-oh. There's a series called Below Deck.
We've been below decks for a long time.
I'm afraid to go there. There might be a big barrel of Bailey's below deck.
Would you go there with me? We can hold hands and skip below decks.
No, thanks.
I'm out.
Where's all the semen?
Never mind. The Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy, cooler, 65 today. Right now, sunny and 43 in Bel Air, 44 in Baltimore City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got that beer stein for you, WCBM glass. Oh, actually, we have a different prize now. We have WCBM pens.
And keychains.
And keychains. Thank you, Kristen, for... So we've got the pens and keychains, and just in time for Kurt and Edgewater to potentially win a pen and a keychain.
I thought you said depends. I'm like, oh, now we've gone and done it.
I don't think Kurt ever put down his beer stein. That's the question. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. Is Fat Bear Chunk coming up north for Kim Social?
No, he won't be able to make that one. See, you know. Chuck, well, he likes to play a full round. He doesn't like to just putt around. He likes to play the full round. So when we have the first Kim Klasick Open, Chuck will come in for that.
I was thinking he could fly me back to Brooksville and I could start my internship.
You would be an outturn, I can tell you that.
Right. Kurt, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go after Fat Chunk Bear Chuck.
All right, good luck. Hear your stories. Story one, there's a new curriculum for five-year-olds in Lexington, Massachusetts. In addition to teaching children how to read and write, the youngsters will also be exposed to storybooks featuring men in leather bondage attire.
There you go, Kurt.
The book is called This Day in June. It features a cartoon image of a pride parade showing men wearing leather straps and harnesses and drag queens dressed like nuns. Mm. It also has a chapter on gay roosters.
What?
It ought to be called This Day in Bruce.
Oh.
The other point is that this is five-year-olds, folks. Five-year-olds. Story two. President Trump on Tuesday will relocate World Cup matches set to be played next year in Boston, parts of which he'd suggested had been taken over by recent unrest. The president said, "We're taking the matches away. I love the people of Boston. I know the games are sold out, but your mayor is not good, and they're fighting ICE in Boston." And story number three. A new subway station named in the honor of the Holy Virgin Mary set to open up in central Tehran, Iran, marking a significant addition to the city's metro line after a decade of construction. The Holy Virgin Mary subway station will be the first of its kind in the fundamentalist Muslim country of Iran. All right, story one, five-year-olds being taught about gay roosters, men wearing leather straps.
Sounds like a punk rock band. Ladies and gentlemen, gay roosters.
Story number two, Trump's going to take away matches from Boston if they don't let ICE in to round up the illegals. And story three, Holy Virgin Mary Station, first of its kind in the country of Iran. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, the five-year-old curriculum story is horrifying, but I think that might be true. And I could see the subway station being true. I think I'm going to go with number two. Not that Trump doesn't threaten, but I think logistically that would be a nightmare to move an event like that. So I say two.
All right. Story two gets a vote. Maggie?
I'm going to go with number two as well.
Maggie goes for two.
That's the fake.
Chuck?
Did you say he threatened or he has?
He has actually said he will. He's going to.
Oh, he will.
That's going back and forth. This is a little confusing. Okay.
I saw that story. I'm going to go. What was the other one? The Virgin Mary was what, three?
Virgin Mary is three.
Three.
Chuck goes for three. And Mr. Kurt.
I hate to go with Chuck and Virgin anything, but number three.
Kurt goes. He's on you today, Chuck. He's on you.
Doesn't matter. Wait.
Story number one, the five-year-olds getting a book about gay roosters and men wearing leather straps, drag queens, you know, et cetera. That is a true story. Story number two, President Trump has not said he is taking away the matches, for sure. So that's our fake news story of the day.
Okay.
So, again, Kurt, what did you vote again? Yeah, you voted for you voted for three. Okay. So that means the ladies take it today, Kurt. You get to play again another day. Thanks
I thought he took two.
No, he took three.
He said three.
He took three.
Yeah, he did. He took
three. Always goes with you.
Yeah.
And you broke you broke your strategy today.
Why?
You didn't go with us, which is why you lost.
Just observe. Tough break. The whole joint's on fire.
Tough break for Lugnuts Johnson here.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Well, wow.
Give you time to regroup.
I got it right in the hubcap that time.
Yes, you did. All right, 7:51. Coming up next, we'll tell you about the $5 million website. And also, former Speaker Pelosi, Speaker Emeritus, gets caught snapping at a reporter. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement,
congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Thursday morning rush hour update with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so 95 right in the area after Camden Yards. Both sides are right around Washington Boulevard. They're looking at something. There's no official report of any incident there, but obviously they're looking at something southbound as well as northbound in the area of Washington Boulevard. So if you're coming up from the Beltway, you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, that's the reason for the slowdown in that area. All that's doing is just aggravating the backup on 95, which is already slow coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Then you clear that, you hit another backup south towards the area at Camden Yards. Beltway, yep, all your normal delays are there. I-97 is still slow. Earlier accident was on the right side, south of the ramp at Route 32. Still slowing as you're coming down the hill from Benfield Boulevard, and they're still working on the wreck far right side of I-95 northbound, north of the Beltway as you're heading out towards White Marsh Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast sunny, breezy, and cooler today with a high of 65. Tonight should be clear as well. Could be frosty, upper 30s. Sunshine sticks around tomorrow as well. Right now we are 44 and sunny in Glen Burnie and 45 in Parkville. 7:54. Not only is Mayor Scott's ride expenso, it is the new website. This is typical Baltimore City government. The redesign of the Baltimore City government website was awarded to a company owned by Dalali Giraza, a donor to the mayor's campaign and husband of the deputy mayor. Gee, how does that happen? Letitia Giraza. It has become now one of the most costly municipal websites in the country. Initially, it was like a little bit over $1 million. Then they came back and asked for more money to redesign it, $2.2 million, and the mayor defended it. It's like, you know, it's like moving from MySpace to TikTok, you know, talking about the old social media outlet called MySpace. Now the Inspector General Isabel Cumming, well, she opened it up yesterday, got her first glimpse of the new multi-million-dollar website. She said it's not good, and then the other shoe dropped.
After that, we have now determined and reviewing everything that this website is actually going to cost closer to $5.6 million for the citizens of Baltimore.
Originally, a $1 million contract, which some might dispute to begin with, okay, was it bid out? Is there proof of that? Do you have receipts? Then went up for bid, or was it one of these no-bid deals? Wink, wink. So it goes for $1 million to $6 million. Folks, somebody's getting rich off your dollar, and it is not you if you're a taxpayer and a voter in Baltimore City. But, you know, keep voting Democrat because, you know, you might as well just shoot yourself in the foot. Just go out and do it right now. Of course, Cumming was asked, is this waste, fraud, or abuse?
I would definitely put this as a wasteful situation in that we should have been monitoring it much more carefully.
No, I'd say it's all three. I'd say it's wasteful, it's fraudulent, and it's abuse of tax dollars. So I think she was being kind in that particular case. But again, an expensive week for the mayor, $164,000 SUV and a $6 million website that probably should have cost maybe a quarter of $1 million. Maybe. $250,000. Speaker Emeritus Crazy Nancy. Confronted today on the steps of the U.S., or actually yesterday on the steps of the U.S. Capitol, she didn't take it too well.
We have responsibility, Terry. We did not have any accountability for what was going on there, and we should have. This is ridiculous.
That's her taking responsibility for J6. Again, I got to look and see if Kristen can find the other audio here. That was my bad. But she actually took responsibility. Remember, she had her daughter that was filming that day on J6. She was doing a documentary. And so they've got her riding in the car saying, we took responsibility. It was our job to protect the Capitol, and yet she refused the National Guard on multiple occasions. So she was basically asked that question yesterday by a reporter.
Congresswoman Pelosi, are you at all concerned that the new January 6th committee will find you liable for that day? Are you at all concerned about the new January 6th committee finding you liable for that day? Why did you refuse the National Guard on January 6th?
Shut up. I did not refuse the National Guard. The president didn't send it. Why are you coming here with Republican talking points as if you're a serious journalist?
The American people want to know. We still have questions. Thank you.
Wow. Someone's a little testy about the J6 thing. Former Capitol Police Chief Steve Sund confronted her and her lies about J6 and dropped receipts just the other day on the number of occasions. There was at least 10 or 12 occasions when she was told, offer the National Guard, and she refused. Now there's news of that. We heard it from Christina Bob yesterday. Congress has collected 30 million lines of phone data in the J6 probe, raising a lot of civil liberty concerns. So stay tuned. There's a new committee investigating. Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to recommend Orosine. If you're looking at sustainable energy, if you're looking to maybe regulate some blood pressure, it's a heart healthy supplement designed and developed by a cardiologist, Dr. Jeffrey Shapiro, because, again, a lot of folks looking, they just don't, the aging, the process of aging is really when your cells die. And so if you want to slow that process, slow biological aging, if you want to have more energy, want to regulate that blood pressure, all with no side effects, Rescue Orosine is the supplement for you. It's one of the best sellers at Rescue, by the way, and you can get yours today. Buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MYENERGY, MYENERGY, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or log on to res-q.com. Buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code ENERGY. A visitor from Chicago comes to Baltimore and is nearly carjacked and robbed. She has a message for the mayor and governor. Stay with
us. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Tensions are fragile in the truce between Israel and Hamas. There has been some confusion with the returning of bodies. At the White House, President Trump said efforts are being made to recover the remains of more hostages in Gaza.
They're actually digging. There are areas where they're digging and they're finding a lot of bodies. Then they have to separate the bodies. You wouldn't believe this. This is, some of those bodies have been in there a long time. And some of them are under rubble. They have to remove rubble.
With the ceasefire holding on, the president says he's now focused on ending Russia's war on Ukraine. He's considering providing Kiev with long-range Tomahawk missiles if Russia doesn't agree to end the war soon. A typhoon has caused major damage to remote coastal villages in Alaska, and now airlifts are underway to rescue hundreds of people there. The Supreme Court this week heard arguments related to limiting race-based districts under a section of the Voting Rights Act. Lawyer Edward Grime, representing white voters in Louisiana, who sued over the map with two majority black districts.
The very first thing the plaintiff shows that is here's the community that was cracked or packed. And so to undo that, you have to look at the race of the voters all around that area, and you've got to make assumptions about them based on statistics, but you've got to make assumptions about what they think and how they vote based on their race, and you're drawing new districts based on that.
But Janae Nelson of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund argued a ruling for Louisiana would be disruptive.
My opponents' late-breaking and recordless facial and as-applied challenges seek a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos.
On Capitol Hill, the Senate will vote again today to try and reopen the government. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to PureTalk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those PureTalk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Good morning. You're on the morning drive. Let's correct that. It's Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck from Baltimore County, Jarrettsville Pike, between Sweet Air Road and Paper Mill Road. And of course, Jarrettsville Pike through there is a single lane, both north and southbound, so there may be some impact on both sides of the roadway. 95 passing Camden Yards, and coming up from the Beltway on 95, moving a little better. It still looks like there may have been an incident in that area around Washington Boulevard. I know the northbound side is fighting the bright sunshine right through there. Southbound has picked up the speed a little bit, but we're still slow. You come through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and immediately you hit the backup on 95 South. It's slow all the way out to the Beltway, and then it's okay, eventually going into Howard County. 695, yep, all the normal delays. JFX is slowing through the city-county line and moving south towards Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright, sunny, breezy, and much cooler day ahead of us. After beginning the day in the upper 40s, we will wrap up in the cool mid-60s. Tonight under clear skies, it is going to be even colder as lows drop into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
47 degrees in Edgemere and 47 in Joppa Town at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Attorney General Anthony Brown and a group of counterparts are opposing the Department of Education's data collection proposal. The AGs say the Trump administration proposal requiring colleges and universities to submit data linking race to admissions, financial aid, and student performance is a thinly veiled pretense to attack DEI efforts. The coalition is concerned that the data may be misused to improperly target schools with lawful diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, or those with ideological differences with the administration. A Frederick County special education assistant is accused of sexually abusing students at Oakdale Middle School. 22-year-old John McAleer allegedly abused several students, and at least two were under the age of 14. The Frederick County Sheriff's Office began investigating McAleer on September 19th after receiving a report about the alleged abuse, and the school immediately placed him on administrative leave. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 328. The pick 4, 5778. Starting on sports, coming up next.
Ciao amici. Delegate Nino Mangione, join me as I am the official master of ceremonies at the Italian Heritage Fall Festival. That is Saturday, October 18th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the historic Towson Courthouse Square. Dive into the mouth-watering Italian food, raise a glass in the beer and wine garden, and don't miss the legendary sausage eating contest. There's live music all day with the Great Train Robbery and the Minaldi Brothers. Explore the Italian Cultural Center, celebrate Italian-American heritage, shop local vendors, and bring the little ones to the children's area. Saturday, October 18th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the historic Towson Courthouse Square. It's free admission, fun for the entire family. Visit ItalianHeritageFallFestival.com. Again, that is ItalianHeritageFallFestival.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Here's Orioles President Mike Elias back on the 29th of September.
My
entire fixation right now is improving our season next year and bouncing back to where this group of players and this organization can and should be.
And box number one to check off is who's the manager. Name that popped up yesterday per an ESPN report is future Hall of Famer Albert Pujols, despite lack of Major League managerial experience. Pujols joining Luis Rojas, David Ross, and Ryan Flaherty, drawing the Orioles' interest. The semifinal round of the MLB playoffs finally turned fun last night. Well, that is if you're a Blue Jays fan.
It's tied at two.
What moment turns it? Momentum. And you could look to this homer, where you don't see many out of Jimenez in the ninth spot.
That was Joe Davis with the call on FS1. Andre Jimenez, the number nine hitter for Toronto last night, one of five home runs for the Blue Jays as they defeat Seattle. 13-4 was the final. The big dumper, by the way, hit one out last night as well, his 63rd of the season, a solo shot that just cleared the wall in right field. The Maryland football team will travel approximately 2,630 miles to play UCLA at the Rose Bowl. This is a Big Ten clash, by the way. It'll be Maryland's first ever game in Pasadena, and it comes on the heels of back-to-back fourth-quarter blown lead losses. Head coach Mike Locksley believes there is a lesson in there.
I think the big thing for us is we just got to endure. I mean, endurance is one of the hardest things to do, because when everything around you tells you to stop, tells you to it's not going to work, it's usually right before you have the breakthrough. And
finally, don't forget to bust out those running shoes this weekend if you're so inclined. The Baltimore Running Festival celebrates its 25th year this weekend, drawing more than 14,000 runners for races across the city, but prompting major road closures on Saturday. Coming up in 30 minutes, is there any home field advantage at all in the MLB playoffs? And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. And here on Casey and Company, you can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at, the latest on the foster care homeless foster care situation, including the putting foster children in homeless shelters. Mackenzie Frost is going to join us at the bottom of the hour on that. But we also want to talk about the ongoing issues of crime here in Baltimore City. You know, it's pretty sad. You know, when you live in Chicago, they had 571 homicides last year. They're about halfway there this year, or a little bit more than halfway. And of course, as you know, all the non-fatal shootings in Chicago is just, it's a killing field for the gangbangers, for the cartels, for the TDA, for the Latin Kings. Remember, that's where they just charged the guy yesterday. They took out a $10,000 bounty on Border Patrol agent Greg Bovino. And so it's a mess. Chicago is a mess. President Trump sending federal troops in there. Of course, he's being fought tooth and nail by Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, by the commie mayor Brandon Johnson, and the like. And the issue here is that Chicago is a rough place. So imagine you're from Chicago. You're here in Baltimore for a convention on making cities better, okay? And within minutes of you arriving, there's an attempted carjacking, and you are robbed, okay? Here's Noelle Gibson acting that while she was here, she became one of the city's latest crime victims when her wallet was stolen near the Inner Harbor yesterday morning.
My wallet was stolen as I journeyed down the street back to my hotel. Pretty immediately, within 30, 40 minutes, my card was attempted twice in the nearby vicinity.
Yeah. So she had her wallet stolen, and they tried to use her credit card twice within half an hour. So, you know, she calls 911. She files, or you know, a call to 911 that she has been robbed, and her credit card's been stolen. Her money's gone. Your key fob to her, you know, the vehicle that she had, it was taken as well. And they're expensive. I don't know if you've ever had to replace one of those computer key fobs. They're like $300. Mm-hmm. Okay, so not much. Guess how long it took the Baltimore Police Department to respond?
I don't even want to.
Wild guess.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Okay, that's a fair guess. I think most people would think, you know, 15, 20, maybe a half hour on a bad day, right?
Right.
That was not the case.
It was about 5 hours later when I was met by an officer to file an official report.
Now, I understand it's not a murder, it's not a rape, it's not aggravated assault. I get that, but still, you just, that's the best you can do, BPD? A five-hour response to a visitor to the city that's been robbed? So you might imagine that she's not a happy campy. She called out the mayor and the governor.
So it's disappointing to me to follow Mayor Scott, to follow Governor Moore, and be a big believer and supporter of some of their work and initiatives, and to be here and to fall victim of a crime.
Yeah.
Very sad.
It is sad. But, you know, Governor Moore says he leaves no one behind.
That's right.
Especially if they're in another state. Okay, especially if there's beer. If there's a beer, you know, call, or if he's got some kind of sporting event to go to, or some kind of political campaign, he is there right at the front of the line, and no one gets left behind. But that's a whole different story. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
The big wreck we had earlier this morning, northbound 95 after the Beltway at the bridge at Rossville Boulevard, completely gone now. Everything's out of there, and the traffic northbound definitely back to normal. If we're going south on 95 and 895 into the Harbor Tunnels, we're still 20-25 minute delays southbound. Everybody's moving, but here's the problem. Once you get through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, we've had delays on 95 towards Camden Yards at 395 and out through Washington Boulevard. We never found anything there. The speeds are slow and still backed up. Once you clear the Caton Avenue ramp out to the Beltway, it gets a little better finally on that southbound side. JFX is slowing. Again, we don't have a reason for it other than maybe some bright sunshine as you're rounding Northern Parkway and down towards Cold Spring Lane. And keep in mind, we had the wreck on Jarrettsville Pike, and it was in the area about halfway between Sweet Air Road and Paper Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this Thursday morning. It's going to be sunny, breezy, and cooler today. 65 for the high. Clear tonight. Frosty down to the upper 30s. It's sunny and 45 in Severn, 45 in Middle River. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, time for our America 250 celebration. On this day in 1775, Portland, Maine, burned by the British. And then 5 years later at Royalton and Tunbridge, Vermont, this would be the last major raid of the American Revolutionary War in 1780. Just prior to the Civil War, 1859, abolitionist John Brown led a raid on the federal arsenal at Harper's Ferry, Virginia. He would later be convicted of treason and hanged. Back then, we did things when people committed treasonous acts. Now, of course, they get network television shows. 1962, President John F. Kennedy informed that recon photographs collected by U-2 spy plane in Cuba saw all sorts of stuff. Missiles, that's right. This marked the start of the most tense 13 days of the 20th century. It was the beginning of the Cuban Missile Crisis. And finally, 2003, the U.N. Security Council unanimously passed a resolution endorsing U.S.-led multinational force in Iraq. And that was to punish Iraq for invading Kuwait. And, of course, the rest of us kind of led to the surge, led to all sorts of nasty stuff in Iraq. And that's a look at what happened on America's. We're going to be celebrating our 250th birthday next Independence Day. Lots of great things are planned. So each and every day we're marking some of our history's finest moments. It's 8:17, 17 minutes after the hour. We have another, just one more from Noel Gibson, our robbery victim in Baltimore. And she said, look, she understands it's just a pickpocket thing. Her wallet was stolen. But these are quality of life crimes. And if you don't get serious about the pickpockets, about the shoplifters, this eventually they graduate to more serious crimes.
I would like the city and government officials to really look at these quality of life crimes and see what the real data and numbers are and how visitors and residents can feel comfortable, confident, and safe and supported every day, not just when it's a major violent crime.
Yeah, and we've seen it's called the broken windows theory, and we saw Martin O'Malley try to with Ed Norris tried to implement that, but it wasn't fully the New York City broken windows theory. Too many progressive liberals stopped it here in Baltimore City, so it was doomed to fail from the get go. And now we're seeing when Marilyn Mosby came in as city state's attorney, she completely wiped out any prosecution of quality of life crime. She basically, you know, you could urinate in public, you could trespass, you could. I think it's under $1,000. If you steal something, that's just petty larceny. It's not considered theft. It's not a felony. So that the kind of, undermining the overall efforts to fight crime. And that's the police officers go, why bother? Why bother arresting somebody? I have to fill the paperwork. They're out on the streets within 5 minutes, or they're not serious about prosecuting them. So why tie my day up in court if I know it's not going to go anywhere? So this is where we are today. We heard Sheriff Gaylor earlier this morning blast a judge and the criminal injustice system for letting a prior convicted felon who was caught with all sorts of, nearly 1,500 grams of fentanyl, poison that'll kill you. And Sheriff Gaylor said up to 1 million people back out on the streets on $25,000 bond so that he could either flee Maryland or spread his poison and kill others. This is where we are today. And again, until it happens to somebody high up in the chain, I'm not wishing that it does. I certainly hope and pray it never happens, but until that happens to somebody high up in the chain, we're going to see this happen again and again and again. All right, it's coming up on 8:20. You're listening to Casey and Company. Don't forget Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 joins us right after the 8:30 news this morning.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Your projects, our experts. The Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show, October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only to meet face-to-face with more than 300 trusted local experts and discover great deals, new ideas, and practical advice. See Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt from HGTV's 100-Day Dream Home and tour the Tiny Living Square for inspirational small-space living. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Fall Home Home and Garden and Craft Show. Buy tickets online and save at mdfallhomeandgarden.com.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harvard County.
Take 22 minutes after the hour coming up. We're going to be talking with Casey Baines of the Casey Cares Foundation. Big Bash coming up this Saturday. We'll tell you more about that. Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 joins us at 8:37 this morning as we discuss the foster care situation here in the state of Maryland. It gets worse, unfortunately. So we'll hear from her. And also the open-air drug market problem continues to plague Baltimore City and what can be done about that. A little bit later on, Maryland's Attorney General is now advising state officers not to enforce immigration law. What does that mean? Again, as we've watched a number of illegals strike here in Maryland, names like Rachel Morin might come to mind, or, Kayla Hamilton and others. Dakara Thompson out of Prince George's County. So we'll talk about that. It's 8:23. Traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. The king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we finally got the official word from city police that there was an accident on the JFX southbound at Cold Spring Lane. And at one point, we were backed up going back towards the area of the city-county line. So that was the reason for it. Sometimes we get some bright sunshine as you come around that curve from Northern Parkway and then into Cold Spring Lane. But apparently that's where the wreck is, and it's still backed up for the traffic. Now, right at the city-county line here at the bridge at Old Pimlico Road. And now let's just see if we're backed up there at Ruxton Road, and more than likely we'll see that delay as well. So it may be time to think about Falls Road or Green Spring Avenue instead of the JFX as you're traveling south with that delay in the area. Baltimore County had the wreck about 20 minutes ago. Jarrettsville Pike between Sweet Air Road and Paper Mill Road around the Beltway. All the normal traffic still out there, and we still have delays at least 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, breezy, cooler today, 65. A little frosty tonight, upper 30s. Right now, sunny and 46 in Parkville, and it is 46 in Glen Burnie. Joining us this morning on the hotline, Casey Baines from the Casey Cares Foundation. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Sean. Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. You guys have been at this a long time, and you got the big 22nd annual Rock and Roll Bash this Saturday coming up, so we'll talk about that in just a second. But if you would remind our listeners, what do you do at the Casey Cares Foundation?
Yeah, we have been showing up for all critically ill children and their family members for over 25 years. Think of birthday surprises, movie and pizza nights at home, cozy PJs for long hospital stays, and simple, quick family outings when the family's feeling good. It's all about little moments and lasting memories on those hardest days.
Yeah, and that takes money. It takes folks to help to contribute and donate to your incredible foundation when you're taking care of these critically ill children and helping them out. And that this is a big event. So tell us about Rock and Roll Bash, because this is the big enchilada, as they say.
Yes, we are going to rock the night away for little girls, 6-year-old Maddie, who just went to Country's Calling, and she couldn't wait to see her favorite artist, Luke Combs. She had her sign up at the concert, screaming because she was diagnosed with neuroblastoma. And Luke got down, waved, gave her a high five, and that, symbol of strength, like, you've got this, girl. That's what Casey Cares is all about, those little moments and lasting memories. And that's what the Rock and Roll Bash is all about next Saturday. So get your friends together. Let's rock the night away. We're going to be in Towson at the Record, and it is all going to support these brave children who are battling for their lives. Live live auctions, silent auctions, great music, but there'll also be an opportunity for a costume contest because it's here, Halloween. And so have a great night. Relive your childhood, those Halloween parties, because a lot of the children in our programs at KC Cares, their childhood is cut short, and they've got to cram a lifetime of memories into a few short years.
Mm, especially, I like to thank those of us that have been blessed with healthy children or grandchildren or whatever. We are indeed blessed. Unfortunately, there are those who are not as blessed and have to deal with these kinds of issues and illnesses. So, you know, I think it's paying it forward and making sure that whatever we can do to help contribute, to donate, to help for these help these children who are battling these illnesses, I think it's a wonderful thing to do. So the date again and the location, and how do people get tickets?
It's Saturday, October 25th. It's at the Reacher in Towson. And you can go online, grab your tickets at kccares.org. Get tickets, get your friends together, make it a great night out, or make a gift, or run a PJ drive at work. There are so many ways to get involved. And like you said, you will get so much more personally back of giving of your time and your talent than these kids will ever receive. It truly is the best gift you can make, is to help others in need in their darkest day.
All right, well, Casey, thanks. You're doing God's work, and we wish you a successful event. And again, that's kccares.org. Thanks, Casey. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. See you there.
All right. It is 8:28, 28 minutes after the hour. Let's take a phone call here. Jeff is in Phoenix. Good morning, Jeff.
Sean, good morning. Real quick, you referenced the mayor letting the citizens of Baltimore eat crabs. Well, from my perspective, this is before I get to my points, crabs have become quite the delicacy, so it should be let the Baltimore City citizens eat Smith Island cake. So, speaking of the... I'm glad you liked that.
I did. You went a long way there, but the delivery line was the payoff.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Real quick, so the mayor spent $6 million on a website. I was stunned when I heard that this morning on WCBM. So I went to said website, and quite frankly, what the mayor should have done, because they could have done a far better job, was recruit some high school students out of Baltimore City schools and say, hey, if you can create a wonderful website, we will give you money toward college or the artists and trades. They're pimping their cars at hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. So we're up to close to, $6,300,000 or so. We have minor children committing suicide under foster care in hotel rooms, and I'm sure it's not one of the finer hotel rooms. We also have foster care homes with registered pedophiles in them. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean, I know you're up against the clock. We must and can do better if Baltimore and Maryland is to succeed.
Yeah. Eventually, you would think people will have had enough of this nonsense and the way the state has completely botched the juvenile justice system, the foster care system, you name it. They've butchered it. So always a pleasure. Jeff, thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate that. Coming up next, Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth. Right now, it's 8:30, time for news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. Anne Arundel County Police are looking for a home invasion suspect. Officers were called to a home on Mountain Ridge Court in Glen Burnie on Tuesday evening after the resident reported that an armed man entered his apartment, demanded money, and struck him in the head with a gun. The suspect took off with money, and the victim was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Police say at this time there's no indication that the victim and suspect are known to each other. A trial is now underway for the Baltimore senior living resident charged in a deadly double shooting. Norman Waker is charged with first-degree murder and attempted murder in the February shooting at the Pleasant View Gardens senior community on North Central Avenue. 79-year-old Clyde Barnes died from his injuries, and a 72-year-old man was critically injured. According to a local newspaper, the defense claims Waker fired in self-defense after being threatened. A Baltimore man is charged with attempted murder in connection with a stabbing in Easton. The September 21st incident on Dover Road sent the victim to the hospital with stab wounds to the neck, chest, arm, and back. Police have now arrested Stefan Washington on charges that include attempted first and second degree murder, reckless endangerment, and assault. Washington is being held at the Talbot County Detention Center. A Queen Anne's County woman has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for the drowning death of a child last year. year. Marina Tomas of Graysonville was found guilty of reckless endangerment and criminal neglect of a minor, but acquitted of manslaughter. Tomas was babysitting and left the child unattended with other children who were playing in an inflatable pool. After 10 or 15 minutes, she checked on the kids and found the toddler unresponsive. Tomas attempted life-saving efforts and called 911, but the child died a few days later. And Governor Moore is joining counterparts from 14 other states in launching the Governor's Public Health Alliance. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today. 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404 or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
833 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
JFX is still slow coming in from Ruxton Road, but it's picked up a little bit of speed here at Northern Parkway and the city-county line. So there was a wreck earlier southbound at Cold Spring Lane. It looks like now we're beginning to clear, which can indicate that the vehicles could be on the shoulder area. Late backing around the Beltway. And again, it's all the normal delays on 695. Both the tunnels still in the area, 15 to 20-minute delays with heavy traffic. 95 is still a bit slow southbound, passing Camden Yards. The northbound side looks a little better now coming up from the Beltway and up towards the ramps at 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright, sunny, breezy, and much cooler day ahead of us. After beginning the day in the upper 40s, we will wrap up in the cool mid-60s. Tonight, under clear skies, it is going to be even colder as lows drop into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Not shying away from accepting responsibility earlier this week was Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken at the mic facing questions regarding the Ravens' regressing offense.
I mean, you take ownership in when it isn't successful, a given play, a given series, a given quarter.
Baltimore averaging 60 rushing yards less per game than a year ago. Only 13 points on the board in the two games Lamar has missed, 30 in the last three. Thursday night football tonight with AFC North implications. The Steelers at 4-1 take on the Bengals at 2-4. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin.
I would imagine there'll be a certain level of excitement, man. Those guys having Joe Flacco in a home venue on a Thursday night and some primetime ball. We covet that as well.
And they'll be on the road, of course. The Steelers, it's the battle of two 40-year-old quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers for the Steelers and, of course, Flacco for Cincinnati. Both LCS back in action tonight, 6:08 p.m. The Brewers are at the Dodgers. L.A. leading that series 2-0. L.A. starting pitchers have thrown 17 innings of one-run ball in two games. And 8:33 tonight, the Jays hope to keep slugging against the Mariners.
Since 2010, Vlad Jr. sends a high drive to deep center field. Rodriguez to pitch of the fifth. Vlad Jr. launches a solo shot.
Joe Davis had the call on FS1. Five home runs in all last night for the visitors, who made themselves extremely comfortable. 13-4 was the final, but Seattle still leads the series 2-1. Orioles managerial search expands. Luis Pujols, Albert Pujols, added to a list that has now reached four. Rojas, Ross, and Flaherty are the other three. No mention, though, of manager Mancelino. A couple of birthdays for you on this day, October 16th. First of all, wishing my sister-in-law Shaw Nan a happy, I can't tell you how many, birthdays today. 1962, Manute Bol, Sudanese-American NBA basketball center, of course, passed away in the year 2010. And back in 1974, Jermaine Lewis, the wide receiver and kick returner supreme for the Ravens, especially in that Super Bowl season where he returned two punts against the Jets in the final regular season game and the kickoff in the Super Bowl. On this date in sports history, October 16th, 1968, the day of the Black Power Salute. Americans Tommy Smith and John Carlos famously give the salute on the 200-meter medal podium during the Mexico City Olympics. The time now is 8:37 when we return. Is it a slap in the face to manager Mancelino?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Yeah, I'll make it quick, Sean. I mean, I know they don't want him, obviously, but, right. You know, he 190. He did everything that they asked him to do last year, yeah. And I thought he did a pretty good job. I just think there's probably no better way to handle it, but no mention of Mancelino at all.
Yeah, is that right? So that writing's on the wall then.
Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks, Gary.
I'm sorry, Sean, go ahead.
No problem. 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, and it's time once again to go in-depth with Mackenzie Frost. Her appearance here on WCBM brought to you by Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air, where family, faith, and fair service come first. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. We can't say the same for the Department of Human Services here in the state of Maryland, where we have gone down this foster care rabbit hole, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. The latest, I understand your reporting, is that we know about the hotel placements and the unfortunate death of Kenia Ward. We know about the unlicensed contractors and the placements of children and unvetted, perhaps even sex offenders in some settings, but this various other settings is troublesome, including now homeless shelters. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so it's an option for some jurisdictions. That's what the Department of Human Services tells me. They say that it's extremely rare that homeless shelters are used, but it is available as an option. And I think that a lot of people didn't know that, and it is somewhat surprising to learn that homeless shelters would be something that is on the menu of choices for the Department of Human Services. It was a little shocking for us to learn it too. As you mentioned, we are going down this rabbit hole of some of the problems with the foster care system.
So my first question really is, we know there was nobody supervising Kenia Ward in that hotel room in downtown Baltimore, and she took her own life. Should never have been there in the first place based on her past history, but that's another matter altogether. Who is responsible for supervising a foster care child in a homeless shelter?
You know, that is a question that we are still trying to get to the bottom of. I think that it would be similar if a child had some sort of aid or one-to-one aid or supervisor role, a social worker working with them. There's supposed to be some check-ins that take place at a various time, whether it's daily or, weekly or whatever is the prescription for the certain case. But it raises a lot of questions about oversight, and is that a safe setting for a young person who is already experiencing significant amount of trauma in their life?
Do we know? We hear there are nearly 300 children in hotels. Do we know how many children are in homeless shelters?
So as of October 14th, the DHS says that there are 12 kids in hotels across the state. 300 of them are in other settings, whether it's inpatient treatment or some group home settings. The number of actual kids in homeless shelters right now hasn't been clear to us. There's one specific homeless shelter that we know of is part of the conversation. That's part of the new reporting that I'll have later today. And DHS tells me that there are zero kids in that specific shelter currently, unclear about any other shelter around the state, and unclear how many, historically, how many kids have been placed in this specific shelter that we know of.
Yeah, I should have qualified the 300 figure was that. That was the audit that they found. There were 300 children that were put in hotels that with providers that were not licensed.
Correct. And that was during the period of the audit itself. And, you know, as we've been reporting on this over the last couple of weeks, the number of kids in hotels has fluctuated. It's gone down to 12. It was, you know, 18 and 17. So it does clearly fluctuate almost daily, if not weekly, based on the availability. But, you know, advocates will tell you that there should be no kids in hotels, especially if they have history of mental health concerns like we know of with Kanaya Ward. And that, again, goes back to the question about vetting these contractors working with these children to ensure that they're doing their job and, you know, having eyes on them 24 hours a day.
So what we're seeing here is an emerging pattern and recurring theme that, again, somebody allegedly in charge at DHS put children in dangerous positions with potential sex offenders in homes or group homes or what have you, did not pay attention when they were placing children with unlicensed vendors or contractors. And, of course, now we have the situation where they were home alone in the hotel.
Yeah.
And now the homeless shelter. Do we know who individually or what department in the DHS is responsible for this?
Well, it would be the Social Services Administration. And, you know, all of that kind of came to light from that SSA audit that we saw back in September. And there have been some, you know, changes and plans put in place that were detailed in the audit itself. But in terms of wholesale policy changes of we're going to say no more to hotels, we're not going to even consider a homeless shelter as an option, none of that has come out from the department. They will tell you that those are last resorts and they don't like to do it, but they haven't said they're going to stop doing it in light of what everyone has learned. And I also have to bring up the fact that there was that work group that missed that reporting deadline.
Right.
Right? It was a legislative created work group, which we can have a conversation about whether work groups are a solution to anything. But this work group was created by law that was supposed to meet and publish a report that had recommendations dealing with some of these same concerns. And that report was due October 1st, but the group itself didn't meet for the first time until October 2nd.
Yeah, so hold that thought for just a second because I got to run for traffic. But Mackenzie's appearance brought to you by Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air, where family, faith, and fair service come first. And now traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
The Beltway still slow. Parkville into Towson, the interloop through Pikesville, all the way through Green Spring over to the JFX, and then the west side is still 795 going down through Frederick Road, and then much better down the hill towards 95. JFX did clear, which means the wreck at Cold Spring Lane southbound is gone, so that's better now south of Ruxton Road. Looking live at both the tunnels, we're still in the area of 15 to 20 minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 weather authority forecast, sunny, breezy, cooler, 65 today, frosty tonight, upper 30s, and sunny tomorrow, mid-60s again. And right now we're looking at windy and 53 in Ocean City, sunny and 48 in Baltimore City. Mackenzie Frost is with us going in-depth tonight at 5 on Fox 45. And you brought up this foster care work group, which was that was passed into law. And I want to get into the nuts and bolts of this because we still haven't heard. I think Governor Moore has made some comments, and I think in a print outlet that obviously he's concerned about what's happening within the DHS. But isn't he the one that's responsible for appointing people to this foster care work group?
Yes. So 11 of the 15 members are appointed by the governor. And when I, a couple of weeks ago, talking to someone who works in the foster care space, they said that this was delayed because of the slow appointment process at the state level. Now, the governor's office tells me that, you know, this is a priority for them and that it took time to vet everyone to be on this committee. and the group has asked for an extension, it begs the question of how long is the governor willing to wait to get these recommendations when we see the problems continue to stack up.
All right, we'll have to wait and see what happens there. Again, I agree with you. I don't, you know, it's like, let's solve a problem, let's hold a meeting, and we'll talk about the problem, but nothing ever really happens. Another problem that has been pervasive in the city are open-air drug markets, and City Councilman Mark Conway, I know you spoke to him, or are going to have him on the show tonight, and he's just launching a congressional bid against Crazy and Fume. So, again, this is a problem that it's been a long-standing problem in Baltimore City. Nobody, no solutions. We've given out needles. We've given out Narcan. We've had police, at Penn North, et cetera.
Yeah.
Nobody has solved this problem. What does Conway offer that nobody else does?
Yeah, I mean, we know that open-air drug markets in this city have been a problem for decades, right? You talk to anybody who has lived here who would say that. And the councilman argues that the city's plan isn't comprehensive enough. It doesn't actually tackle dismantling these open-air drug markets in a quicker way. Now, the police department and the mayor's office will say they have a plan that is dealing with the group violence reduction strategy. Conway says that those investigations take a long time and it targets smaller groups. He wants to see economic plans. He wants to see workforce training as well as job training and everything kind of thrown at this problem to tackle it from all angles. He agrees that enforcement is part of the problem, but he doesn't feel that the city is utilizing every agency to work together to deal with this. We know that the city has the opioid restitution fund and the overdose plan, but the councilman says that that's not enough, and he doesn't believe that the city is acting quick enough to address it.
Well, I mean, it's all fine and dandy. You can have workforce training and jobs programs, but this addiction is a very powerful addiction, very difficult to beat.
Absolutely.
So it's like every individual that goes down to Penn North and scores some drugs, it's like Russian roulette. And then that's a problem. And then the treatment, I mean, that to me is... again, when you have people that know they could die, and yet they do it anyway, I don't know how you overcome that.
Yeah, it's tough. And I think that the councilman also brought up the fact that if we focus on getting people into treatment, but we don't focus on cleaning up the neighborhoods where they're going to come back to, they're always going to be triggered when they see somebody on the corner selling drugs. So you have to deal with the treatment aspect of it while at the same time getting rid of the open-air drug market. The police department says that, it's going to take time. They're short officers. They wish they had an officer to go on every corner was something that we heard from the police department back in September. But the councilman argues that the effort just isn't quick enough. And if you just tackle one aspect of the overdose issue, you're really not going to ever solve the overall problem.
Yeah. Well, the other issue, and I don't know if he will find out tonight how much he addresses the law enforcement or the criminal justice system component. Sheriff Gaylor is really upset today because in Harford County there was a drug dealer prior convictions, felony convictions, that was caught with enough fentanyl to kill 1 million people. He was let out on $25,000 bond.
I did see that yesterday, and I know that the sheriff there is, has been vocal about a number of laws that he wants to see changed. Enforcement, like I said, enforcement is one aspect of it, and that is part of the conversation that I think everyone needs to have if they're going to look at this from all angles. And the councilman says the city has tackled violent crime and has thrown everything at it. He wants to see the same level of response dealing with open-air drug markets.
All right, tonight at 5, Mackenzie Frost in depth. Always a pleasure. Thanks, Mackenzie. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you. Sounds good. Have a good one.
You too. Brought to you by Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air, where family, faith, and fair service come first. Time now for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
A family in Kansas recently went out to get food at their favorite taco spot, but the credit card machine was down and they didn't have any cash. So a random guy just handed them $100. The taco place loved it so much they gave him a voucher that gets him free tacos for for the rest of the year. No, it's not Chuck Whitaker. But Taco Hero Jared, and here's he talking about the family that he gave the money to, and the GM of Tacos, the store, Priscilla Camacho.
The cell system went down, so we were only taking cash.
I was really bummed. I was like, no.
I like to just come on in and have some tacos, so I followed him out, gave him a $100 bill.
And I was like, no way. And then he said, yes, dinner is on me tonight. And I was like, thank you so much. I said, here, we have $20 cash. You have Venmo. I can Venmo you. And he was like, no, no, don't even worry about it.
We just wanted to thank him, really, because I think he deserves it. Even though he probably wasn't intending for this to have the impact that it did.
If I had the chance to do it over again, I'd do it over again 100% of the time every day.
Yeah, that's just an incredible story. Pay it forward, right? And that's exactly what he did with a $100 bill. And brought to you by our Feel Good News segment today, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance and Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Hi, I'm Linda, and my dad, Mark, has been helping thousands of families for over 32 years with Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. He believes in fair prices and making it easier for families by helping them qualify for valuable manufacturer MBGE rebates. Dad has financing at zero interest for up to 2 years. Even more, he's offering a $79 furnace checkup plus $50 off your first service call. Call 443-837-4278 and let my dad turn any HVAC issue into an energy-efficient system for years ahead. Visit us at GoMetropolitan.com today.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, the enthusiasm for the No Kings protest this weekend is deflating like a tire on Alec Baldwin's SUV. You know why? Because Trump's winning.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, Joe from Brooklyn Park just texted, Commissioner said you'll never get rid of open-air drug dealers. You will if you make it the death penalty. That's one way of getting rid of them. Time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
A little better now at both the Harbor Tunnels. There is a broken down vehicle in the Gore area, as they like to call it, the painted out area, southbound 95 at O'Donnell Street, but they're coming right on by it without any big deal. Now we're back down to under 15 minutes and just some heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. Beltway left over heavy traffic at Parkville Side through Green Spring, and also now on the outer loop, still there, 795 working its way south toward Fred Road. The construction zone is there. It's active work underway northbound 95 in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned, locally loved.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, sunny, breezy, cooler today, 65 tonight, upper 30s. I'm not even going to look at Kim. Tomorrow, sunny in a high of 65. But you got the big putting social today, so you might have to wear some gloves and stuff to stay warm on the the greens.
It should be good out there since the sun will still be out. Yeah, it'll still be above 60, so that should be fine.
And don't forget, you can walk up today, and you want to participate in the putting social. It's out at Turf Valley, right there at Alexandra's, so it should be a lot of fun.
No, it will be a lot of fun. Yeah, I was just talking to Jonathan. They've got the balloons, they've got all the goodies and the swag, so it's going to be a good time. Turf Valley Resort, 4 p.m. 7 p.m. this evening, if you can make it. Also, two guests today.
Wow.
One, Jack Citarelli.
Wow, that's a big one.
Out of New Jersey, yes.
Out of Jersey.
Yes.
He is running a really good campaign.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
I mean, the strategy on this one, of course, he doesn't have a great opponent, you know, which always helps. But he's doing a fantastic job. So he'll join us at 10:15. He's kind of like on the run. So we'll have him for maybe 10 or so minutes.
But right.
Still great. Also,
and he needs help. So people say, why would a guy from Jersey want to be on a station in Maryland?
Oh.
Well, they need contributions. They need donors. So, again, that's where you can help out. But this latest allegation that Mikey Sherrill has directed at him that he has killed thousands of innocent people, including children, I mean, that shows you just how desperate she is and the Democrats are in Jersey.
Oh, right. And then, of course, I don't think people realize that, but New Jersey is very similar to Maryland as far as the energy issue.
Right.
So the Governor Murphy said he shut down 6 power plants there. So they've been siphoning power as well. Energy bills are high. So we'll talk to Jack about all of that. But it's the same issue.
And Phil Murphy's also one of the ones that sent COVID-infected patients back into nursing homes.
Yep.
And thousands died.
Yep. And so I think Jersey's been red, I think they said, for about 27 years. Or blue, I should say.
Yeah.
So this could be flipping it red, finally, after 27 years. So we'll talk to Jack at 10:15. Chris Burnett, he's going to join us in studio at 11 o'clock. He's running in Congressional District number 6. We know that race was very close with April Delaney and Neil Parrott last time around. I wonder if he fears that redistricting could happen. I heard that if that does happen, District 6 is on the chopping block as well as District 1.
Yeah, I would think it's going to be fascinating. I would listen to those oral arguments yesterday before the Supreme Court, and it seems to me that they're either going to curtail or eliminate Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which means you won't be able to draw districts based on race.
Yeah. You would think that would be common sense. But anyway, so we'll talk to Chris Burnett again at 11 o'clock in studio. And then also, Governor Wes Moore's approval rating, according to the Baltimore Banner poll, is down to 54%.
Soft. And he's vulnerable on taxes and cost of living.
And they could not identify an accomplishment.
Right.
That's
so
huge.
That's not good. By the way, he was just up in Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he's stumping for Jack's opponent. Well, so, we got lots to talk about.
That's why we got to find out if he's got just one vehicle or two, like Brandon Scott, or actually a whole fleet of SUVs.
Yeah. All those guys that are environmentally friendly, they love the gas-guzzling SUVs.
Except for Pittman in Anne Arundel County. He's got an EV.
Oh,
and
nice.
The Carroll County commissioners have one they share between the five of them. So.
Oh, nice.
That's keeping the taxpayers in mind.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Well, thank
Kim's
you,
coming up next right after 9 o'clock news. Always a pleasure. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown is reminding state officers, avoid enforcing immigration laws. He says you should not enforce civil immigration laws. Well, first off, I'm not aware of any civil immigration law or a Maryland state law other than don't cooperate with ICE. That's the only the civil laws that they pass. And here in Maryland, we got Carroll, Cecil, Frederick, Hartford, and Wicomico counties who have agreed to work with ICE. Not to go out there with ICE and enforce and make traffic stops and pull people over, but if they do with the 287G program, there's all sorts of components within the 287G. There's 287G light, there's 287G medium, and 287G heavy. And just depends on what your jurisdiction really wants to go. But here you have the top law enforcement in Maryland. Now, they work with the feds on all sorts of other things, on drugs, on explosives, on other investigations. They work with the feds. But why not immigration? Because that, folks, is the future Democrat Party voting base. And that's why AG Anthony Brown is trying to protect those future potential voters at all costs. Don't forget the best of Casey & Company available each and every day. WCBM.com, our Rumble and Facebook pages, brought to you by Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman. Stay tuned for Kim coming up next, back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.